preparation of, I'm sure, all the wrestling talk we're going to do. What was this, WrestleMania?
The first WrestleMania they did this music for? Was four, I think.
It says six to eight.
On six this, through eight?
But I think that's false.
I think this was four through eight.
I think I'm pretty sure it was four, yeah.
Four or five. Definitely five.
That's so good.
Well, I remember them using this music at WrestleMania 6 specifically, and I remember them advertising WrestleMania 7 at WrestleMania 6 with this music.
I always think that's weird when they do that.
Yeah.
They know where it is and
they
when
cash
it is.
In, yeah. Well, that actually, that WrestleMania wound up getting canceled. The building they were going to put it in was
really?
Supposed to be 100,000 people.
Uh-huh.
And then there was like a bomb threat
On
the building. So they had to move it to like the Civic Arena, which is like down the street and it only holds 25,000.
Huh.
So that was a pretty big drop.
And it begins. Well, we're not really the Aristocrats today. This is kind of the Derek and Matt show, right?
Oh,
okay. I'm Derek. There's Matt.
Hi.
Steve and Kev are in Delaware. Hi, we're in Delaware.
I'm well aware.
Wayne's World, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're just doing the show, us two.
Figure. Of course, I'm getting phone calls.
Well, yeah, well, why, what other time would people call you than 12 minutes into the weekly show
that
I'm sure everybody knows that you do, right?
They do, but nobody retweets me.
No, nobody cares.
Fuckers.
Well, no, they don't. Why would they?
They don't. No, they don't. I even brought it up. I go, why don't you guys ever retweet me when I... You retweet everything. Like, if I say, I took a shit and it looked like the Mortal Kombat dragon, they will retweet it, even if I don't have proof. But I have a friggin' podcast that they, you know, they all know about, and they never retweet
it. Do you ever think maybe they listened to it and they didn't like it?
I think it's possible.
Yeah.
I do have a very diverse group of friends. So someone gets offended every week that we say anything. So
oh, really?
I'm just saying it happens.
Yeah.
If they
just from regular smack talk.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Whatever.
You call one person a fucking N, and all of a sudden everyone gets offended.
Yeah.
Everyone's a fucking civil rights activist all of a sudden.
Wow. What's up, Sharpton?
Yeah. Pretty much. Is that dog down here?
That damn dog. Where?
I don't know.
I like this music. You should play it through the whole show.
Yeah, the whole show.
We should just cut promos.
Yeah.
And next week, Steve and Kevin will be in action. Next Sunday.
That was far from the mic and that popped in.
It was very loud. Mm. Pay-per-views were all over the place back in the day. I don't know if you remember that. They had pay-per-views on Monday nights. They had it Sunday, Saturday.
Back in the day? Mm-hmm. No, I remember them being
Thursday.
Only like the big ones.
No. I'm just saying that, like, SummerSlam 90 was on, like, a Monday night, I think.
You mean all over the place as in days of the week?
Yes. Like, they had no, like, it was usually...
I thought you meant they were always having pay-per-views.
No.
But back
in
the day, it was just, like, the big four or five.
WrestleMania, then it was...
Well, it was Royal Rumble.
Well, the first was WrestleMania, like,
well, I'm just saying,
general.
Like, when they got them all going for a while, it was just Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam... Survivor Series, right?
That the Big Four.
The Big
then
Four.
King of the Ring.
And then they slipped in King of the Ring. And
which
then,
was fine.
And then they started doing like, oh, in your house.
King of the Ring took the edge off between... Between WrestleMania and SummerSlam. Because WrestleMania was the beginning of April or the end of March. And SummerSlam was the end of August, right before kids went back to school.
Yeah.
That's a huge gap to build up a main event.
Yeah.
So 1993, they made King of the Ring a pay-per-view. They were already doing King of the Ring, but...
Well,
not televised.
It was more of a title than anything else.
Yeah, but no, they never made mention of it.
No, it wasn't like a tournament, you know.
Like, Haku, I don't think he actually won King of the Ring. He just beat Harley Race, and Harley Race was just called the
King.
The King is a joke.
Yeah,
like, the
King
same,
Harley Race.
Yeah. Like, and this guy's the King of Wrestling, you know, so we're going to call him the King.
Duggan got it, and then
Savage.
Macho. And
but they were never King of the Rings. Like, Bret Hart won it in 91. DiBiase, I think, won it one year.
I don't know.
They never made mention of it. It wasn't a big deal. It
was
like a J
Cup. It
was
just a tournament. Yeah, it was just.
Yeah.
And it's not like they would defend it.
Nope.
But it did set up the Jerry Lawler Bret Hart feud.
Yes, it did. Who was the real king?
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And I didn't realize until recently that the Jerry Lawler theme that we know now was used for the Kings of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Duggan had the whatever the hell it's called.
What?
The Jerry theme.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All that goes back to 88, 89.
The Great Gates of Kiev.
Yes.
K-I-E-V.
I love that.
Or Kiev. I don't know.
Kiev?
Kiev? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kish?
Kiev is a capital in Russia.
That would be it,
not
then.
Russia. Big city.
Rastline.
Russia.
And I wore my hot rod shirt today.
He is hot. It's perfectly on you right now.
Lauren, when I was leaving, she said, really, you're wearing that shirt? I said, what do you care? I'm going to do the show.
Yeah, you're not going to impress anybody.
She was like, it's so stupid. It's embarrassing.
Wow.
And I was like,
That's serious coming from her.
And I
That's
noticed.
That's like legit.
This is the first time I've worn it in a while. And I noticed I took it out. I'm like, oh, there's a stain. And it's a perfect circle. Like somebody left something on the shirt.
Turn it a little bit towards the
Can you see it at
the
all?
Bathroom. Turn it towards the bathroom. Get so much light on it. Now there's actually too much light on you right now.
It's very hard to see, but it's a circle like somebody rested a soda can on it or something. And I'm like, what is this?
She probably did that. It's like, maybe if I put a big stain on here, you won't wear it.
Exactly.
And it was under your gut, right? So you were like,
yeah.
Oh, how'd this happen?
So I'm just like, I think I'll get a new hot rod shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I'm going to spend money.
Get the no beer one.
No.
Dumb. I'm going to try to tweet the show out.
Try?
So, yeah.
Yeah. You get service in here? I get bad service.
Well, I can go on the Wi-Fi. Boom.
Yeah.
I'll steal some Wi-Fi from you.
I got three bars.
I got a
Holy
bar.
Shit.
I got one bar.
Yeah. A bar.
Yeah.
A bar. I watched the... Might as well keep on going with the wrestling.
Yeah.
And get it all out of our system. I watched the CM Punk documentary.
Oh, really?
The DVD he has out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that. The interview segments and all that.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
You like him, huh?
I do. He's like the first one, because I stopped watching wrestling. I always say 99, but I see a lot of stuff from 88 where I'm like, I don't remember that
at all.
I always say I stopped watching in 99.
Yeah.
But I see stuff from 98,
yeah,
like going back and watching it again, and I don't remember that stuff happening at all. So I think I stopped watching around 98, maybe late 97.
I would say that, yeah, you from what I remember, you definitely stopped following it religiously.
Yeah, religiously.
When we met each other, 97, 98. And I know you saw, And I know you saw 97 stuff. But
yeah, 97 definitely. Yeah. But 98, I think I was kind of falling off. And by 99, I think I was done.
99 was over.
And the whole Mark Henry, Mae Young giving birth to a hand, I think that was 2000.
Something like that.
And that was the last. Ago, that was the last time I sat down and watched wrestling.
Yeah, well,
and it got really bad. And now it's like I watch it and I have no idea who anybody is.
Yeah,
I'm just like, who's this?
Got to pick it up at the Royal Rumble.
And here's the thing: like, I turn on, it's like Randy Orton. I'm like, oh really? And Ted DiBiase. Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
those guys.
Really?
Those third generation.
Like,
wrestlers.
What is going on?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot. And I'm just like, what? And nobody has like a gimmick anymore.
Not really. They try.
It's just,
but
here's this guy.
Yeah, they're mostly just first and last names,
and they just
made up first and last names very often too.
Yeah, but like not even like funny or interesting. No. It's like, you know, my name is
there's nothing. Hoss
McSatin.
McSatin. Well, there is like a,
well, my real name is
a Drew McIntyre. He's
Drew
Scottish.
McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
And I guess that's not his real name, right?
I don't know. It might be, but he's Scottish, and he's very.
His real name is probably like Ross Mulligan.
Could be, yeah.
But my wrestling name is Drew McIntyre. Why? Just pick a fucking name.
Well, they got this big like He-Man looking guy, and I don't think he's really been on TV. Yeah. He hasn't really been on TV. He's from Wales, and he's like 6'6", 300 pounds, 0% body fat, and they call him Mason Ryan. That sounds like a soap opera character.
It
That's
does,
horrendous.
Yeah.
Just call him fucking Huge Jackman. I call him Huge Jackman.
Huge jacked man.
Yeah, huge jacked
man.
That would be great. He looks like Hugh Jackman on Retro Mutagen News. He does. Look him up. Mason Ryan. He's got slightly cross-eyed, but he's kind of well-spoken. But he's massive. Why would you call him anything other than like Mutant Freak Man? He's enormous.
Okay.
See him?
I know this guy.
Yeah.
He's been on TV. He must have.
He has been. I don't think he's been on in a while.
No.
He's not that good in the ring.
No, I definitely remember
seeing
him.
He's a very strong fellow. But they used to call him Batista. And,
he is a little cross-eyed.
Right? They used to call him Batista because he had the shaved head and he was
you
just
know what?
A
he
big,
looks,
huge man.
He looks like Batista. There's a picture of Batista in the middle of all this. And he does look like him.
Mm-hmm. But then he grew the hair out. Now he looks kind of like a He-Man kind of guy.
Yeah.
But impressive as hell looking, but just not good in the
Can
ring.
Can he wrestle? No?
Not, I mean, marginally better than the Warlord, but like not like...
How come it says related search is Richie Steamboat?
Oh, I have no idea.
Hmm.
Who the hell is Richie Steamboat?
Well, obviously Ricky's son.
Is it?
I guess the one that he carried to the ring in WrestleMania.
Oh, God, that's right. The little sumo kid.
Was it three or two?
Three.
Or three?
Yeah, the little sumo kid. I remember that. He was a fat little pudgy fucker.
It must be, yeah, it must be that kid, because you can see his eyes. Yeah, it was definitely Richie Steamboat. So he's a wrestler now, too.
You'll have to send me stuff. I can bring it up on the stream on our screen region.
Yeah. Yeah, put it in post. I tried doing that one time with the program I have.
Oh, yeah.
Because these, well, we we're streaming this without the audio, right? Are you even streaming
it? I don't think
it?
I have audio. I have the video going.
All right. Well, anyway, if you go on, I don't know if Ustream is. Is it on? Or
yeah,
is
we're
it,
going.
It's on Ustream. Mm-hmm. It's just,
yeah, you can listen to the audio on one and watch the stream on the other.
Which I'm sure is
good luck.
Completely off. But basically, well, the idea is that I'm going to match them up. And the program I have, I try to slip in like, oh, I'll just put in like a picture of what we're talking about.
Not happening.
Yeah, I can't do it. It's like the least. It looks like the most user-friendly video program, but it's the least because it's like you click something and then like everything disappears.
Horrendous.
Or it brings you all the way to the front of the video.
Absolutely horrendous.
Anyway, so I was watching the CM Punk documentary. It's very good. He's an interesting guy. He's like an old wrestler. You know, he has like very old sensibilities about him. I like him. I like watching him. I think he's good. He reminds me of, you know, a lot of people like you guys, you know, starting out, just kind of had the passion, just did it on their own.
Yeah, he did. He's one of those. That's why Vince doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Because
he's
not a factory guy. He was a backyarder who moved on to the independents, who moved on to the intermediates.
He was a backyarder that everyone looked at and said, oh, he's dangerous. He's going to hurt people.
Doesn't know. Kind of like how we looked at you.
Exactly. Because I was giving people razor's edges in the hallway.
Yeah, the guy who drew Sug.
Yeah. That's why I gave it to him. It's like, that sucks. Come here.
Horrendous.
I'm going to mimic what I watched on TV. But he did the whole straight edge thing, which is fine.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. I've known people that were straight edge. And the whole thing with straight edge is that it's three X's, right?
Yes.
And the three X's, as far as I know, always meant alcohol, drugs, and sex.
Yeah.
Before marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yep.
He never mentions the sex.
No.
No, he doesn't.
He's just like straight it.
Yeah.
He's just
straight Ed.
No drugs. No drugs. No alcohol.
Straight Ed.
Straight.
How you doing? My name's Straight Ed.
Yes.
You know, I don't drink. I don't do drugs, but I bang chicks.
Yeah, he does that.
So I just thought that was interesting. But interesting DVD. And I didn't get around to watching the matches, but I watched the whole CM Punk story.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's it. Wrestling's done. Show's over.
That's it. Goodbye. On the way here, something happened. I want to mention it because it just came out of nowhere. And it just kind of snuck into my head. And I was like, wow, I'm a horrible person. I saw a guy driving. He was coming out of, I think, the library over here.
Okay.
And I was driving my father's truck, which is kind of, it's like a 99, I don't know, Ranger or something. It's red.
Yeah.
It's beat up. It's like the,
whatever.
It's a stick shift.
It's seasoned.
It is well seasoned. And I'm driving and I see this guy pulling out and he's got like one of those classic cars.
Oh boy.
That you see in like the ShopRite parking lot.
No.
You know, when they do the classic car shows.
Yeah.
You know, they put their hoods up and shit. And he's coming, and I see him pulling out. He's got his window down. He's got his little wife in the car. And he might have had a kid in the back. I don't know. But he's got, like, the long hair with the receding hairline.
Oh, like me?
Yeah, kind of. But, like, blonde, stupid sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And just, like, a half smile. Like, the one half smile. Like, his shit don't stink. And he just like, you know, because he's pulling out and he stops and he looks. And he looks right at me. Am,
so
I,
he was a total
am I on
Matt.
Cam right now?
You are. Yeah. So, I'll get close up.
Yeah, so he stops and he does one of these. Yeah. This is my car. This is my wife. Not even wife. I'm going to leave forever. Like, this is my car. Wow. It was an old car. I have no idea what it was. No clue. I don't know. It had fins on the back. It was restored.
It was a Corvair.
It was
or something
shiny.
Like that.
I have no clue what it was. You could name. You could have said, you know, whatever. Gremlin. It had fins. No idea. But it was old and it was shiny and expensive. And I really.
Expensive. Very expensive.
Very expensive. The first thing that ran through my head when I saw him pull up and look at me with that little half smile was, I just want to run the truck right into the side of his car. That's the first thing that went into my head.
The fit of rage.
And I was just like, what is wrong with me?
Nah, that's normal.
I don't want to hurt him.
You
want to
hurt the car.
Definitely don't want to hurt the wife. Mm-hmm. Really don't want to hurt the kids.
But you would if it meant destroying the car.
No, I don't even want to destroy the car. I just want to hit him hard enough and in the right spot where no one's hurt.
Yeah,
but there's just thousands of dollars in damage to his
just total the car.
Dumb fucking car.
Horrendous.
Am I a bad person?
No, not at all.
Do you ever see that and you're just like, man, I wish I could just like fucking run that car over,
sure,
just to piss the guy off.
Yeah,
because he thinks he's hot shit and he's not.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, he's the furthest thing, and you know that he's got like a few friends that actually like him only because of that car. But then he's got a lot of people who fucking can't stand up. Because
he won't stop talking about the
car.
Yeah, I took the car out yesterday. Yeah, did you? Nah. Did you take the car out?
You did that.
How was it? Did you put the roof down? Yeah, you did. Yeah. I know you did.
Yeah, I see because you had forehead sunburn.
Yeah. Got some sunburn. Just drive around. It's a beautiful day yesterday. Sun
was
out.
Burnt.
Yeah, I'm a little burnt.
I'm a loser.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll bring it into work and show you guys. Oh, that'd be great. Could you do that? Because I want to see it. I was never into cars.
Yeah, me neither.
I loathe it when people talk about cars.
Yep.
And Steve,
oh god,
the person who was on the show, not the Derek and Matt show, of course, but our other show, The Aristocrats, he was into cars for a while when he was hanging out with the Mikes. And I love the Mikes, too. Mm-hmm. They're hysterical, especially the one Mike. Great people, love them to death. But when they got on about cars, I had to get up and leave.
Yeah, I agree.
I couldn't deal with it. Couldn't deal with it. I don't know. It's like we're passionate about certain things. I had to stop myself from talking about wrestling before because we did enough. We did 15 minutes on it. Mm-hmm. I could talk about wrestling for it. Did you burp?
Yeah, I did. I still got the hot dogs coming. It was Oktoberfest at my grandmother's house today.
God.
And I got some serious nitrate loaded burps coming over at Derek.
Holy shit.
It's pretty heavy.
I'm going to get you a shirt that looks like this, just says hot belch.
Yes. Hot, sick, and throw up.
I have to be the black one, though. Otherwise, you won't wear it.
Oh. we're up on CNE right now, right?
I believe so.
What's the link to that?
CNE.
CWE.
CNE.
CWE.
Yes, we are live on CWERadio.com.
Yeah, I just need a link.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
It's just CWERadio.com, and then they got to find us.
If you go to CWERadio.com, up on the top, click on Aristocrats Special.
Okay, that's what I want.
Yeah.
That's
which reminds me, I didn't go into the chat room.
Yeah, go into the chart room.
I forgot to go in the chart room.
I guess I'll go in the chart room, too.
Yeah, I'll go in there.
Oh, I got to sign up for this?
Nope, no password needed.
Oh, just make a name. I've actually never had I've never been fortunate enough to go into the chat room on our show because somebody else always does. And it's annoying to go on my phone since I never get a signal in that house.
First thing I see when I go in the chat room is Clutch in big letters, dick.
Because
you call it CNE.
What is CNE?
Nothing.
Oh.
Let me look it up. It might be something.
Probably is.
CNE. Oh, it auto-corrected to CNET.
CNET.
CNE. Oh. Consejo Nacional Electoral.
So that's like the Spanish.
Or like, Canadian National Exhibition. Or really? Certified Novell Engineer.
Oh.
There you go. That's
CNE.
CWE. Yeah, don't go there. And then B Shap says, took you long enough.
Fuck you, B Shaps.
Whatever. We were having technical difficulties. Still are. Yeah. It's just two of us here.
All right. Now I'm trying to get into the chat. Oh, this chat requires Java. Get Java now.
Coffee? Is that what you want? Some coffee?
A little cup of Joe.
I know. Every time I go there, it says this requires Java. So I go upstairs and make some coffee. Yeah. And,
all right, I feel
it's
better.
Still
now.
Not up.
No. What happened?
What? No.
Oh,
I'm
no,
just
because
saying.
You got a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
it didn't work.
Exactly. It didn't work.
Anyway.
So yeah, cars. But my point is that we are very passionate about what we enjoy. And as a result, we are very passionate about things we don't enjoy.
That is very true.
That is true. I'm better now, though. I don't really care as much. Like, I used to get so pissed off when people would, like, assume that I like sports.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, go, did you see the game last night? No, I didn't because I don't watch sports. Because not everybody watches sports, and you shouldn't assume that. Now I'm just like, nah, I missed it.
I hate sports so much that, like, people will just say to you, you like football?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, like, walk up to somebody and be like, you like shit fetish? Think about it.
You like getting
it's
pissed on?
It's just as important to me. It's just as important to me. I can't stand it.
Just
it fucking puts falling asleep.
That's not good.
Well,
I'm going to get that checked out.
Maybe.
Clutch. He hates sports.
It's my whole leg, though. It's because of this couch. I'm sitting on the hard part of the couch with my leg extended. So it's like cutting the circulation off.
Yep. I know.
It's not the diabetic Derek foot.
No. Clutch says he hates sports, but he wrestles.
You wrestle?
Wrestling is not a sport.
It's a performing art.
It's a faux sport.
Performing art, 100%. Not even a faux sport. Performing art.
It used to be a faux sport. It was a performing art.
You're talking 80 years ago.
No, it was. It's a. Would you say
performing art?
Disguised as a sport.
Kind of.
It was up until.
But that's the thing. Like Broadway is just a bunch of different concepts disguised. What happened? I missed something.
And B. Shap says, "I don't think you can classify his work as wrestling. More like standing on the apron, blown up for 9 minutes." All right, B. Shap.
That was good.
You made me laugh.
You cracked me up too.
You get it.
He's
you
talking
got the
about.
Job.
He's talking about Steve, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Whoops. What's going on?
Somebody's breaking the door in.
Oh, shit. God. So, anyway, I'm going to post this now. So, hopefully we'll get some listeners. I've made sure to put wrestling, gaming, and politics in there.
Politics, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It'll just get people to listen to it.
Yeah, they'll go wrestling.
Well, I'll put pro-Obama. How about that?
Pro-Obama.
Pro-Obama.
Put hashtag pro-Obama and hashtag no-Obama.
Yeah.
So we get everybody in.
Everybody in there.
And then we won't talk about Obama.
Hashtag Obama style.
Obama style.
So,
were you around cats before?
There were cats in the house, but I wasn't around them. Hmm. Why, are you sneezing?
No, I'm starting to cough. And then B-Shap says, in all seriousness, I'd never seen someone mad-sized do a standing moonsault and make it look so good.
I've never seen it either, because I've never done a standing moonsault at my current size.
No. When did you retire that standing
moonsault? About a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
I was about 15 pounds less. That's a cutoff. I could barely make it then, and I was like, I can't do it now. I'm trying to get down there.
Yeah, you'll do it. You got a show coming up, huh?
November 2nd.
Can
defending we the title?
Can we break kayfabe here, or is this
why? What are we breaking?
Well, can I ask you about the show and what's going to go down, or no?
Well, like inside stuff.
Yeah,
I don't even know what's going down.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Well, it said
I mean, Bobby Lashley's there.
It said you're defending the title against Michael Reigns.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
And Clutch will be at the show. You're going to be there, Clutch? Isn't that Thorn?
Yeah.
You're going to be in Thorn? Really?
He came to one of the last shows, didn't he?
Yeah, but that was like, I think, closer to him.
No, I mean, we went to the Yellow Rose Diner. Who went? I know there was a bunch of guys from the show went.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to seriously, I have to be there. It's like 5 minutes for me. I have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the one in Keyport, and that was okay.
It's literally, you could yell from here, and there's a chance you could hear it.
Yeah. I'm probably going to smell your fucking
My
hot
burps.
Dog burps. from my house if I go on my balcony.
I'm still trying to get Java so I can get in the chat.
Java, as I call it?
Java. It's running a security scan, guys, so bear with me.
Yeah.
It's taking it a while.
Got to make sure that Java's legit.
Oh, here it is. Install Java 7. Got that?
I was just wondering if they're making you drop the title.
I don't think I'm dropping it till February.
February. Because that's where you won the title.
Yes.
I think
was it? No. No.
Yeah, didn't you win it at Thorn?
No, I won it in May. Was it May? Yeah, May.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it'll probably be February, probably to migraines.
Really?
I'm thinking. I don't know.
They're going to give him a push?
I don't know. Because he kind of dicked them. He did a couple shows for another local company and it pissed off the promoter when he said that he was taking time off.
Oh.
And I didn't know that until after it happened.
Mm.
So,
Mikey, what are you doing?
But he's coming back. Everything's cool.
Yeah? Copacetic?
Supposedly. Got to keep it copacetic.
Bishaps wants to know, because you're installing Java right now, so I'll tell you. Are you going to be working the Cartet show on the 26th?
The Carteret show?
Carteret.
Called the no.
There's your answer, Bishaps. No. So, yes, I want to hit people that have fancy cars.
Yep.
Just because I don't like their cars. I'm not jealous of them.
Yeah, you could get a nice car if you wanted. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I could, but I just don't care about
anybody. Anybody can lease a car. You know, these guys pick up these old shit cars for nothing and they fix them up.
Well, I don't know if they pick them up for nothing, but...
Depends. You can get them pretty cheap.
Yeah, or they probably pay somebody to do it, or they buy them already restored. I don't know. I don't care. I just don't like them. I don't think they should be on the road. They're probably death traps.
Yeah, they're dangerous as shit.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be having your two kids in the back of it.
Nope.
Nah. Probably has fucking suicide doors and shit.
Suicide doors.
Christ.
All right, let's see if I got John here. Oh, yep. I'm going to run that application.
You're all Java'd up?
Java. All right, so I'm just going to make up a username and password right here, and I'm just going to go in?
No, you just type your name and go. You don't need a password, Matt.
Username and password.
You don't need a password.
All right.
Just type a name. Type Matt and then hit enter. Do it. Boom.
Now it says sign in.
We'll hit sign in.
There I am.
Seven-inch hammerhead. You wanted to name the show that last week. I don't even remember the reference. And instead,
we're talking
you just
about
told
Hogan's
me,
penis.
Is that where that came
out? Yeah, and then Steve was like, is it bigger than mine? And then... I was like, how would Derek know that?
Yeah, exactly.
And he was just like, 7 inches. And then later on, he said that he's perfectly happy with his 7-inch hammerhead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I asked you what that was in reference to when you said.
Yeah, I was just being dick.
You put, listen to the Aristocrats every Sunday from 7 to 9.
And you'll find out, and that's what happened.
Anyway. Well, at least Bishaps listens. We know he's going to be here. If he's not here, something's wrong.
It looks so ridiculous.
It is. Yeah, I think it's going pretty good so far. Oh my God, it's only been a half hour. It's about to go to break.
I gotta go charge my phone.
Is it gonna die?
Yeah, pretty soon. It's all right. I have the internets on here.
Oh, good. Well, that doesn't help anybody who wants to contact you.
So,
any of your exes that might be drunk or something?
Wow.
Let me tell you something, Mr. 7-inch Hammerhead, Flaccid.
It's so ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. What do we do if Derek has to shit this week? You can just bring the mic in there.
Yeah, I actually thought of that after I had the setup. I'm like, oh, I should have brought the long, hooked up the long mic cord. Yeah. See, now that you said it, I'm going to have to shit. A lot of this is very psychosomatic with me.
Very psychosomatic.
Yes,
I am the master of the toilet. WWE released they released these random lists of like top this and that. And they just released something that interests me is the top tallest wrestlers. And what's funny is they actually
tallest build or tallest actual.
They list them by their bills, but they actually put them in relatively accurate, legitimate order.
Oh.
For example, they put Andre the Giant after Big Show, which is legit.
Ooh.
Big Show is really taller than Andre, but wrestling lore, Andre the Giant has the 7 foot four, 7 foot and a half, and 7'5" bills. So
7 foot four,
so
500.
You know, Big Show was never billed more than 7'2", but he legitimately is taller than Andre was. And they did put that in order. I thought that was very
interesting. Now he's an extra 6 feet.
Who, Andre?
Yeah.
Now he's only 10 inches tall.
Oh, they burned him up?
Well, no, because he's 6 feet under. So if he stands up, he'd only be 10 inches above ground. Hmm. So he's 10 inches.
Oh, Christ.
Giant Gonzalez is listed as the tallest.
Really?
And they think they put him at the near 8 foot, but he was about 7'6". He's dead.
He's very dead. Mm-hmm. He died a pretty sad death.
Yes, very, very
he
sad.
He was like wasting away in his home country, and people were pleading the WWE or
to do something for him.
To do something, and they were pretty much like, it's not our problem.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do?
He's a giant freak. Giant freaks die.
Yeah.
Sorry. We're lucky that Andre lasted as long as he did.
Mm-hmm.
Even though at the end he was coming out with like crutches and shit.
It was pretty sad.
It was.
The hand crutches. They were like bending under his weight. Yeah. It's like, oh man.
And he was like hanging out with the
You know what he looked like? He looked like when an elephant steps on a landmine and they have to give him the fake leg. You ever see that? Have you ever seen that?
When?
Look it up. They do it all the time.
When an elephant steps on a landmine. What?
Look it up.
Where are these landmines?
In Africa. Look it up.
Elephants walking around.
Yes.
Like another elephant without a leg.
Totally. Look it up right now. We're going to bring pictures up right now. Fake leg elephants. Here we go.
I mean, I've seen an elephant. I've seen what you're talking about.
But you didn't know that's why?
But it's just, I didn't know why it lost a leg. But it's just funny that you said when an elephant, like it happens all the time.
It does.
That's just ridiculous.
I didn't even have to finish typing elephant and it gave me prosthetic elephant leg. All right, here we go.
That is ridiculous.
I'm
going
to bring up some images. Oh, here we go.
Oh, my God.
All right. I got to bring up our, what's it called?
When.
Ooh, hello. All right, we're going to screen region.
All right. Oh, you know, when elephants step on landmines.
That happens.
That sounds like a fucking band. When elephants step on landmines.
Yes. All right, here we go. Ooh, that's brutal looking. Look at that poor elephant leg.
Wow. Wish I could see it.
Aww.
Now I know what everyone else feels like.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can bring it up over there.
That's true. Yeah. Bring it up.
Oh, man. Bloody elephant stump. So when an elephant steps on a landmine in Africa, the locals are generous
Or as I call
enough,
them, yokels.
Well, yeah. They're generous enough to apply fake rubber and mechanical parts to these elephants to
That's
help them get around. What?
It's got to be some fucking prosthetic leg. And it's funny because as we're looking at these,
mm-hmm.
some of them are a lot.
Some of them are better than others.
Because there's one over here that looks like they just like wrapped his leg up and then just like stuck a piece of metal.
Yeah,
under
exactly.
It.
And I like those ones more.
Yeah,
those ones look cool.
It looks like he's ready to fall over.
Yeah.
That's called, like, the why bother.
You got these cybernetic elephants now.
Yeah.
Some of them look good, though. Some of them they just look like a full-on elephant leg, but, like, shiny and fake.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's a good one.
Fucking elephants.
Yeah.
Why don't they just tell them to watch where the fuck they're walking?
Ah!
Christ.
Yeah. So, poor guy.
And I typed in elephant prosthetic leg. I got a picture of this chubby girl running with a prosthetic leg.
Oh, boy.
Like, where does the word elephant come into that image?
Mm-hmm.
She's a little chubby, but she's running.
Mm-hmm.
She's got one of those runner's legs, the bowed ones, like with the weird, it's like a letter C.
Hmm.
Fucking weird.
Hmm. Whoops.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It's like, now you want to work out.
Oh, well. Too bad. So sad.
Too bad, so sad. Moving on.
Yes, we are the Derek and Mastocrats.
Mastocrats. Let's see, what else do I want to talk about? That's it, and we're done. 45 minutes. Boom.
Not bad.
We're just, I mentioned pissing on people before.
Oh, my.
And that just jogged my memory to an article that I just found where, and I believe this was overseas because they kept using the word mate.
Mate.
And we don't call people mate. This was in London.
Okay.
It pretty much just said, and I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm just going to give you the gist of it. Matt, I sent it to you.
Yes,
so,
I have it here.
If you want to bring up some of the pictures in here.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's this bar that's a chain in London, and this guy was at it, and he was in the urinal peeing when he saw through the holes in the bottom of the urinal somebody's eye. And the more he looked, the more he saw, and he saw an eyebrow. And he was just like, there's a fucking dude under there.
Wait.
Under the urinal.
What?
Yeah. So he went and he told the manager. The manager's like, no. And the manager went and looked.
I'm going to bring these pictures up here.
Noticed that there was something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they went downstairs. This is probably enough to read because I read it a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Eyebrows while looking around, blah, blah, blah. They both went to the bathroom to check on the adjoining rooms. As they went through the first door, they discovered that the place is pretty much flooded with urine.
Oh.
My mate comments to the guy, obviously this is not normal.
Yeah.
Things get stranger still when they go, they get to the door to the second back room, which is a fire exit and should be unlocked. It isn't. It's locked.
Okay.
The guy gets the keys out to unlock the door. As he begins to do so, a frantic scuffle begins behind the door. As he attempts to push it open, the handle is ripped out of his hands and a dude comes charging out of the room, soaked head to toe in piss. He pushes both the people out of the way, screaming, I didn't do anything. There's pictures.
Wow.
There's pictures here, as you can see.
Oh, I see the pictures of, like, the...
And you can really... The last picture...
Like is this where they were hanging out?
This is the bar. And this is
with
where...
With the buckets and shit? Is that, like, what I'm looking at?
Yeah, this is where this guy was.
But where are these buckets? Like, I'm seeing,
like what are they, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'll explain in a minute.
Okay.
Because if you look at the last picture, you may not know exactly what the hell you're looking at.
The last picture looks like the opposite side of the urinal.
It is.
And somebody was just like laying there.
Yeah.
And
basically what this guy did was, okay, so the urinals, they have the bottom with the holes in it.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies, if you don't know what a urinal looks like.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But it's a little round thing, you know, and there's holes in it.
This is
gross.
And
the piss goes there, and it goes out to, you know, back behind the wall in a tube. And goes down to a bigger tube that takes it out.
Pretty horrendous.
Yeah. That's where the piss goes.
Oh.
And there's water going to it, so the water brings it down and flushes all out.
Okay.
This guy took the pipe out from underneath the urinal.
Okay.
He put some, like, towels or something
mm-hmm.
under the brick where he can lay his head down.
Ew.
And he put his whole face
ew.
Underneath. The bottom
ew.
Of the urinal.
Ew.
So the little holes that you see in the urinal.
Ew.
People were pissing right on the guy's face.
Gross.
And he had it all set up where he can sit there comfortably. And he had the presence of mind to, like, put a towel down.
Presence of mind.
So it's not like he just went there and said, I got to get peed on. And he got peed on and left. He made himself comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was there for a while.
He was prepping.
People were pissing on him all night.
And I'm pissed off hearing about this.
Yes. This is gross.
This is a valid and wonderful choice, by the way, Derek. This is, no? You don't think so?
What, getting pissed on?
Yeah. Especially in this manner?
I don't care.
It requires a lot for someone to electively urinate on someone. So,
yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like, this is desperation here.
Yeah, this was like years. This guy had years. Of, like, trying to get pissed on.
Yeah.
And just couldn't pull it off.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Gross.
Like, hey, you know, you ever think about pissing on people? No. No.
Pretty narstiola.
Me neither. And he just took all his frustration out on this fucking pub. Went behind the wall. Locked himself. To a place where nobody should be, really. Behind a bathroom. Put some towels down. Laid there, and on a busy night...
That's a problem.
Yeah, just had men. Because he doesn't... What else are you going to do? You can't get girls pee, right? He had men pissing on his face.
Yeah.
While he did God knows what.
Yeah, you know what he was
doing.
That's
the thing.
Uh-huh. He was playing Sudoku.
Yeah. It helps me concentrate on Sudoku.
Gross.
Winnie the Pooh has his thinking log. That's where I go. I go there to think.
Anybody who does this should die.
Die? You just said it was a valid and wonderful joke.
No, I was being facetious.
Facetious.
So, anyway.
I'm not going to say he should die. I'm going to say anybody who whatever. If you like being peed on, whatever.
Nope.
Personally, I don't.
Yeah.
But I've heard of people that do. Whatever. I don't care.
Would
you
watch
you do?
Somebody do it?
What I've seen it like online.
No,
not personally.
No, in person, like.
Hello. Oh, I can't wait to fucking smell that. Excuse me. Oh Christ!
I'm trying to get it the other way. I'm trying to have it go the other direction.
The picture of the show should be this right here: me covering my nose with my hot rod shirt. Yes. It's the fan up here. That's what it is.
It is
the fan. I got the fan on because we're both fat fucks.
F-A-N. Yeah. If you wouldn't watch it happen, you probably don't agree with it.
I mean, I've seen it. I saw there was this funny website. Okay,
hilarious, entertaining.
Back in the days when website security wasn't as good as it is now. Mm-hmm. This is like maybe I'm gonna go ahead and throw out 10 years ago. A little less than that. Where you can go to various websites and find usernames and passwords for different pornographic websites. Where are you going, Matt?
Nowhere.
Oh, okay. So I found a username and password to a website that had various sub-websites, okay? And one of them was like a pissing site.
Oh.
So I was looking at it, and basically what it was this guy would get the girl to lay in the tub, get pissed on, and then tell her, we don't have any towels.
Yeah.
And the water's turned off.
Yeah.
So she had to like get dressed, you know, with all the piss on her and then leave.
Yep.
And they were like laughing at her.
Yep.
I thought this was hysterical.
That is funny because of the...
That's just funny.
All right. Think about it this way. They are actually ridiculing the concept of being pissed on. What I'm talking about...
I don't think they were doing that. I think they were bringing in the humiliation part of it.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think they were doing that
precisely
as part of it.
Yes, precisely.
You know.
But what I'm talking about is when you electively either urinate on somebody who wishes it and you both enjoy it and think that everybody should do it, or when you lay in like a back alley on the other side of a urinal where the urine is not flowing into the system it's supposed to be going into, and instead it is flowing onto your body.
Yes.
And he was soaked.
Yeah, he must have been.
Urine
there's
soaked.
There's pictures of this.
Do you realize
he was laying his head?
I got it right on here. We're both on camera right next to the picture of the
horrible
thing.
Horrible.
Horrendous. I'm going to F11 this. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's gross.
Yeah.
But if that's your thing, whatever. It's funny because we're talking about how I've known people that have like that. Mm-hmm. We, Dan Dunn. Just throw his name out there.
Yeah, well, he's
fucking
been called...
How many Dan Dunns are in the world?
A lot, but...
okay, well, whatever. Somebody named
but
Dan.
This, yeah, he's been
one
on the show,
best.
And we call him that.
Yes.
He's been called that on
Did
the show. And you know,
fucking okay. Burp again?
Yep.
God damn it.
Yes. It perfectly goes
to
Derek.
It's like you just take a hot dog and put it in my nostril. That's what it is. Yes. You're just shoving two hot dogs up my nostril without me knowing.
And in your mouth.
Yeah.
And probably up your ass.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway.
And pissing on them.
he I'm befriended this woman, slightly older than us. This was back when we were, we started going out drinking and stuff. And the group of friends became friends with her, and then she was whatever, blah blah blah. And somehow it mentioned what school we went to. And she goes, "Oh, I know somebody who's a teacher. I went on a date with a guy who teaches at that school." And they were just like, "Really? What's his name?" And she said the guy's name. I won't say his name. And she was like, yeah, it was really weird because we had a couple dates. And then we're sitting on the couch and he asked me if I like to get pissed on. And I said, no, not really. And he was trying to convince me to participate.
She said he lacked moral standards.
Is that what she said?
That was a pun.
Oh. But
say it to yourself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and this is a guy who was my teacher.
Yeah.
This is a guy who taught me a subject that I will not name.
Yeah.
For a period of time.
Yeah.
In the late 90s.
Yeah.
And he was trying, he was a young guy too.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was dating.
Hitting on the girls in the
and
classroom.
Trying to get them to pee on him. Yeah. So I was just like, okay, I'm going to make this a rumor.
Oh.
I have to.
I'm going to stir it up.
I knew lots of people older than me.
Yeah.
And I knew lots of people younger than me. There was a lot of little brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
So I just started telling people I knew. Just like, hey, did you know that so-and-so likes to get peed on?
No.
So, and I did that for like, you know, a couple times, whatever.
He
so finally
hates you right now.
A couple years later, I run into a young girl while she's getting gas at a gas station,
mm-hmm.
talking to her about school. And I asked her, you know, oh, what teachers do you have? And she's telling me, I said, oh, do you have this person? She was like, no. You know what? I heard that he likes to get peed on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes. Now, I had no communication with this girl whatsoever. Like, I didn't tell.
Around.
I didn't directly tell anybody that would have told her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a very roundabout person. Mm-hmm. So it got around.
Oh, yeah. You weren't the only people telling people
no,
that.
No, I wasn't.
I was telling people that. Yeah. And GF was telling people that.
GF.
Not G-off, but GF.
That's why I said
yeah.
GF. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Probably Steve number two.
Anybody.
Everybody was there. This was going all over the place. Steve number one. Everybody knew about
this
it.
This poor fucking guy.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher.
Imagine if it's not true.
Yeah, if she's like, no, that wasn't him. I'm sorry.
He was I meant someone else.
He was a really sweet guy.
Yeah,
no, it was
he's really
guy.
Good in the sack.
Yeah. He was very gentle, very kind. In fact, I broke up with him because he was too nice.
He's just too good.
He just talked about how much he loved teaching and loved all his students. He had too many morals, so I broke up
with him.
Nothing
ever pissed him off. Only on.
Sweet guy all around. Oh, my God. Gross. He kind of looks like Dexter.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like a more mongoloid. His eyes. There was something with his eyes. It wasn't like a bad-looking guy.
Like if Dexter had a kid with an ugly chick, that would be
kinda,
this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to stop talking about him. Well, people are gonna not B-Shaps or Clutch, but...
No,
yeah,
what about him?
I do hear that.
What's going on in the chat?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, awesome, the chat.
I heard somewhere that Derek plays Sudoku. No, I don't. I've never played. I don't like number games.
Yeah.
I don't like numbers. I'm very good at math. Whatever. Wish I was smarter sometimes.
Yeah.
But you know what I do when I wish I'm smarter?
What?
I stop talking.
Oh, and you let me talk?
Exactly.
Okay.
And we're talking about space and science and stuff.
Oh,
man. I let you take care of that.
I can do that all day, but it'll bore the shit out of people.
Yeah.
I can talk about black holes. I can talk about the relevance of time.
You could, but you're not.
Black holes, meaning like black people's assholes.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, exactly.
I really don't know anything about that.
Black holes or black holes? Black holes?
Black holes.
I call them black holes.
Black. Okay.
I love how Chrome asks me, are you sure you want to open all these bookmarks?
There's a lot of fucking bookmarks
yeah.
here.
Yeah, it'd be funny. It's like, that's a lot of fucking bookmarks.
What the fucking in there?
Oh, God.
Great.
I feel bad going into news now.
Oh,
but
we've been going for almost 50 minutes.
Yeah, almost. Well, I'm gonna say an hour.
Well, what about Yestercade's B-Shaps? What about it?
Well, what about yesterday? I want to go back there.
Yeah.
I know I keep bitching out, but the tummy's not too good. I get scared.
You can shit in there.
Yeah, but that's not the problem.
I've shit in there like two or three times.
So have I.
Oh.
I do. Anytime I go there. The problem isn't the ability to shit. The problem is when I have to shit, I only have a couple seconds to get in there.
That's not good.
No. That's the really other day. Now, you saw, I sent you the picture of what happened. But the other day, I woke up. Wasn't feeling good.
I'm bringing Yester Cades up, by the way.
This is 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, you can promote Yester Cades while I'm telling my shit story.
Yeah, I'm gonna get us get you both on here.
Okay. So I'm not feeling well. Trying to get everything out before I leave for work. It's not happening. Just sitting there. Nothing's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I gotta go to work. Sorry. So I get up, I leave, get in my car. Now you know where I live, Matt.
Yeah.
You know where McDonald's is.
Yeah.
Right? What is that? A city block?
Eighth of a mile.
I get to McDonald's. Not even. I get to the light before McDonald's.
Describe the feeling.
It's just the worst.
Because, I'm going to tell you, there are times where I get the uncontrollable shit urge, but I can hold it for like a good half hour I would say it's red alert.
It is urgency.
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, of course you've had diarrhea, right?
Yeah, like everybody does.
Like homesick with diarrhea.
Oh, not like where I've had it where I couldn't go out and function.
Oh, no?
No.
Like you've never been homesick and you're just like, you have the diarrhea so bad. Where,
that's every day.
Where you don't risk a fart. Where you're just like, I'm not going to fart today.
No, I can totally control that.
Okay.
That's not
I can't.
Okay. I would say one out of like 100 times, it's like taking a risk. Seriously.
But it is that like urgency. It's just so... And it's like acidic, and it's rumbling, and it's pressure.
Too,
yeah, but it's
but
like
you actually,
oh no!
But it's you actually can feel it going out on its own.
Like yeah.
Oh my god, dude, that's like the problem for like an 80-year-old man.
It's the worst feeling in the world, and I got that at the light to a point where I was pondering.
Wait, at the light?
At the light. The first
it
light
a,
when you come out
two
of my
blocks, it's two blocks to the to
well when you come out of my
right,
place
it's three blocks to the stop sign right from your place basically.
Well, I came out of my place, got to the stop sign,
and then it's
and
about,
turned, and there's a light right there.
Yeah, it's not even
the Dunkin' Donuts is there.
Yeah, it's about an eighth of a mile to the Dunkin' Donuts, and then another. All right, we'll say at most a quarter mile. So you're talking he's driving for about 30 seconds.
Yeah. I go to stop
maybe
sign.
Maybe a minute if he's got to stop.
I come out. I'm at the light, and I'm freaking out. I'm just like,
wow.
It's like a quarter after seven. I'm just like, okay, I can go into McDonald's. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to McDonald's.
What?
Does 7-Eleven have a bathroom? I don't think they do. Or they would give me a hard time for using
they
it.
They might do it. They might do that. Yeah,
because they've been known to do that.
Yeah,
I know the one that is.
You're like, if you don't, I'm going to shit on your floor.
Pretty much. And I'm just going to be like, sorry. Blech. So I made it to McDonald's. I did the waddle of shame into it.
And you had a breakfast burrito coming out.
And I walked in there and I just sat down and it came out and I was just what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of blood. A lot of red blood. Okay, so don't everyone put their fucking doctor hat on and say, that could be cancer. No, it's red blood.
If it's black blood, like dark, dark blood.
That's bad. That means it's up higher.
Yes.
Stop fucking burping.
I did. I burped again.
I know.
I tried to hold it in, too. It stinks.
I don't see you doing it. I just smell it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's, they're getting quicker, though.
They're actually, it's going away faster.
Yeah, it's going away
there's
faster.
There's not as much potency. There's not as many parts per million in each burp.
That's because it's all going down to your asshole.
It's getting building up.
It's not sitting in your
it's
gut.
It's going like it's coming up and down, and it's kind of like, bah, but it's going.
God damn it.
So you went in there.
So I went in there. I went around the corner. I just head straight for the bathroom. Didn't even look at anybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm at.
You like park in a fire zone and everything because it's like.
No, I don't do any of that. I don't like.
It's
I'm not
an
like.
Emergency.
I don't drive into the building.
God damn it!
And then just get up. And like, so I get in there, let it out, and it's just disgusting. Red. It's just all red. It's just red. Fucking red.
Dude, I can't.
And
even...
I sent you a picture of it.
You
I sent
did.
All of you a picture of it.
That was the one.
That was the one.
That was the McDonald's shit.
That was McDonald's. That was McDonald's toilet.
That was McBloody's.
Yes.
That was gross. Like, I literally, like, thought, like, you, like, cut your hand and, like, was...
That's what it looks like, right?
It's so much.
Horrible.
It is just... Imagine if you had diarrhea and it wasn't that murky, yellowish, brownish color. It was just red blood.
Yeah. It's like you shit.
Blood Bowl.
It's like if you shit red Gatorade.
Yes.
It's basically what it is.
Yes. It's not pink. It's not like what we've discussed before, like an anal fissure.
It's fucking red.
And you know.
Ruby red. Yeah,
you know when you get an anal fissure because you can feel it.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my God, there's a big fucking shit. And you're like, oh.
It hurts.
Oh. Because something tore. You know, this is not. This is coming from your organs.
Yes, this is coming from my colon, my lower intestines.
Oh, no.
So that happened. And then, like an idiot, I get back in my car and I drive to work.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, well, I got to go to work. So I go to work and I'm there. Now, when you lose that much blood.
Yeah.
Okay. It probably started coming out when I woke up and started functioning or whatever.
Yep.
And then it built up, and, and my body was just like, what the fuck is this? Get it out.
Yeah.
So McDonald's had the pleasure of taking that.
But cool.
Went to work. I get really cold, like freezing cold.
Mm.
Like I had to put the heat up to like 75, put my coat on, and I'm working. And I'm training somebody while I'm doing this. I had to go to the bathroom 3 more times.
You have like severe internal bleeding?
The basis is what it
was
is.
Was there blood each time?
It got less and less, but yeah. Yeah. Eventually, I just had to go home. I actually had to have somebody come pick me up because I couldn't drive. Could not drive.
This
I was
is
like,
not good.
No.
What did the doctor tell you? Like, what do you do?
This just happens once in a while. I think it was because...
You have shit blood more times in the last, I'm going to say, 4 years that I've been
than
aware.
Than anybody should in a lifetime.
Than literally, than probably everyone you know under the age of 40 combined.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Not good. Nah.
Good.
Good.
No.
Gross.
Basically, 2 days before, I took some medicine because I wasn't feeling well, like getting a cold kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I took pretty much like Advil.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know, from working in pharmacy, what that does to somebody's body.
Yes.
Thins your blood and probably a bunch of other cool stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I shouldn't... They say don't take, what are they, NSAIDs or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
They said don't take them. But I had a headache. We had it. I took it, right?
Yeah, big mistake.
Yeah, next day, I feel like crap. My stomach is just grumbling all day. Grumbling. I'm like, I feel like crap. The day after is when it all came out. So obviously, and the last time I was this bad, same situation. I took the Advil. So that's what caused it. And now it is what? This is the third day? And still a little bit, but
day three.
It's getting better.
Day three.
Picture just a big black screen with day three.
Clutch.
Blood.
Clutch went from Wildwood up to, where were you, North Jersey? Where does he live?
I don't know. I don't
Because that's
him.
A trip. That sounds like a two-hour drive.
If he's in North, we're in Central Jersey, and
it's an hour and a half, 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's rough. No, I couldn't do it. Back in the day, absolutely.
Really? Up until when would you say? 28? 27?
Yeah, it's when I came down with this.
It's 2 hours. That's a long time to hold. What would you describe on a scale from 1 to 10? What was the alert number for your shit? Because I had a level 8, level 9 coming back from Fort Lee, which is an hour north of here. Coming back from White Castle, had a nice evening. Had some White Castle.
He's saying it's a 7.
It's level 7. Okay, that's pretty bad for two hours.
Yeah,
because by the time you get home, it's a level 10.
Yes.
Your
asshole has GPS.
Yeah, it does. It knows.
The closer
how close
you get, the more
the worse.
To a point where you get to the door and you have to stop and just clutch your asshole.
You
got to
clutch those cheeks. Yeah. I have had it where it gradually builds up to the point where you're just like, and then all of a sudden it's just like, and you're like, oh, good. I just bought myself like 20 minutes before it's going to start building up again.
Yep.
And then it gets worse on the next time. The worst I ever had it was like I actually waddled to my doorstep and I actually had to like pull my legs up as I walked up the steps because I was in a squatting position. Yeah. Steve, number one, he witnessed it.
You had to manually walk.
I did. That's not
like
even
a
joke.
Marionette. Uh-huh.
I had to like wait and be like, that's only happened one time in my life. Let's get Derek. Yeah.
I've done that too.
Yeah.
You're basically planking, but yes. Not laying on anything.
Yes.
And then you can't lift your leg up because that would free up the muscles.
It would.
That you were exactly using why. To hold everything in. Mm-hmm. So you have to like lean all the way to the right to get yep. that leg
crab
leg
walk
up,
and then you got to walk up these little steps. And then you get the photo finish when you get on the bowl. I get a lot of photo finishes, but I think that's psychosomatic. I think my brain's just like,
yeah. It's like, here we are, let it go.
Seriously.
Not yet. Photo finish. Do you ever have like a little skid mark in the front of the bowl?
No. I have good aim. Okay. Then there was one. I just let out another burp, by the way. Here it comes. Then there was another one where... I was coming back from Long Island. Long Island's about an hour and a half. And I was coming back from a place that I didn't want to shit in. Just didn't want to do it. And I had to hold it the entire way back from Long Island. Like, and it wasn't bad. It was like maybe like a 3 when I left. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be bad by like the Verrazano. I knew it. Because about 45 minutes from 45 minutes to
like,
the Verrazano
like
and then another
out.
45 minutes yeah, home.
Like, you got the mental pins in the map.
Yeah.
By the time we get to here, it's going to be a 7.
Like, I actually considered maybe having to stop at the rest stop on the parkway, like getting off by the Driscoll.
You just try not to.
Yeah. Oh, man. But that was a bad one. But wasn't bad when I got home.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm perfectly good. But once you get into the house and you put your keys down and you're just like, oh, boy, it's all over.
Ah. And that's the thing is it's the mental state that I put myself in.
Yeah.
It's the being in the car is horrible mm-hmm. for me.
Well, maybe the vibrations of the car when you're
moving.
No, and
it's
stuff.
It's knowing that I'm trapped in a car.
Really, it's that bad.
Like when I'm home and I'm if
so you gotta like pop a Xanax before you go to work.
I do every
what?
Day. Yes,
what?
I do. Absolutely.
How much?
Just one. No. I don't know how many. I don't know.
Wow.
No idea. Not a lot. Wow. A small amount. But I do, because that's what they have to do. Because I have, anytime I drive, like, I mean, in the morning, because I have no control over what my body's going to do that day. So I have no idea. Wow. So first thing in the morning, take all my meds and Xanax. And then I take my shower, get ready. By that time, it's all kicked in, and I can leave.
I take no meds for anything. I probably should.
I never.
But I can't.
Had
even...
any. Wow. I never took meds for anything. And then all of a sudden, I'm like on 5 things.
Ridiculous.
Yes, ridiculous.
B-Shaps, we did Tekken Tag 2 weeks, no, a month ago. Maybe 8 people, and probably a few of the people were the tournament organizers, so not that great of a turnout. We're trying to get more. If you know people who play Tekken Tag 2, please tell them to come to the Yestercades next Friday, 7 p.m.
What's Tekken Tag 2?
Tekken Tag Tournament 2 is the latest Tekken game. Aww. There was Tekken 1, 2, 3, then there was Tekken Tag, then there was Tekken 4, 5, and 6. There were different variations of Tekken 6, and now there is Tekken Tag Tournament 2. TTTT.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
2. And we're doing Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Yeah. So, hopefully.
Surprise.
Oh.
Oh, well,
Red Bank Rumbles. Derek's got the Red Bank Rumble. He's got the Middletown Rumbles.
Every day.
Yeah. Oh, was Friday happy about that?
Every day I'm rumbling. So, Matt, you doing the lazy man on the video?
A little bit.
A little bit. No, I'm checking
that's,
up on
that's
you.
That's what
here.
You. That's what we're doing right now. But when you were talking before, I had you right on. Boom.
I'm checking
something
on
like
the
that.
Delay.
How do you look?
That's a long delay.
Long delay?
Yeah.
How long of a delay?
I mean...
5 seconds?
I just held up the phone just now on this.
Yeah.
It's
also on your phone.
That's a long delay. I don't know. It's still... Whatever.
No, it's not a long delay at all. Remember, it's got to go to their server and then out. I would say a long delay would be 30 to 45 seconds.
It should be quicker.
Well, it's not going to be for a long time.
I love it. We're fucking transferring video over the internet live.
Yeah.
Fucking, is this 1080? Is it coming through as 1080?
No, it's probably 360.
Yeah.
What am I broadcasting? I don't know.
But still, it's, what is it? What would we, you said like a 30 second delay?
If that. It's probably 20. And yeah, we're doing 360p.
And I'm complaining.
360p looks fine for streamed internet. If we wanted 720, we probably have to be... what Fios you have here?
Yes.
Do you know what the... I can do a speed test.
Yeah,
but
go for it.
But it'll be affected quite a bit by what we're doing.
True. True, true, true.
Speed test not net, everybody. Let's run it on...
Let's do it right now.
The screen region. Derek,
in fact,
you can...
I won't do anything while you're doing it.
No? Okay. Okay. Well, we're streaming video, so here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. I don't want to fucking tune up. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Begin test. Here we go. Searching. Ping, 10 milliseconds. That's very good.
Yeah.
You're getting 21... Almost 20. Up, hit 22. 22.4 down, and you're getting. Oop! Just jumped up to about 5 up, which is 25 is good. That's real good. I think at work we have like 60-20 or something
Jesus
like that.
Jesus Christ!
Get your loss. And supposedly Comcast Business Class offers up to 10 gigs down.
Why would you need that?
That's insane.
Well, I guess if people like...
if you have like a huge network at a big business or something like that,
if they have to send like
it.
Giant, like, you know...
No, nobody has to do that.
No one. Like, what am I thinking of? Like, architects, the software they use.
Yeah.
The files are like massive.
Yeah, sure they are.
So I guess...
How'd they do it before?
They drew them and fucking mailed them. Or rode them over on bikes.
Yeah, on bikes.
But, you know, but now they can, I forget what the program is called, but, you know, the files are fucking huge, mm-hmm. so they can send them. I guess that's why.
Yeah.
Because I remember, on that business class commercial, there was an architect mm-hmm. using the software.
Well, the CAD software is what they...
CAD?
Yeah, is what, yeah, that's what Clutch said. But that's, that's what they designed them in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, usually... I don't know. They would put it on a DVD or something, or a CD, or a floppy disk. Oh, here's one for you.
Oh, my. No. No.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yes. Yes.
Fuck you, man. I'm not even going to. Are you kidding?
It's coming through?
Yes.
It's permeating Derek's hot rod shirt.
Over my fucking... I gotta wear thicker shirts here. I gotta start wearing sweaters and shit.
Oh, man. Yes. 5.25 floppy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So I'm gonna read something to you.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to guess.
Okay.
What restaurant chain has this on their flyer? Okay? We'll go around the room.
Go use the chat too. Don't look it up, guys.
Only a fruitcake wouldn't love our party trays.
Chick-fil-A?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes, that's awesome.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I was rushing to get it out while you were drinking your cherry Pepsi. And I'm going to send this to you.
It's
so
wild.
You can see it.
Mm-hmm. I also got the chat up on the stream right now, too.
Oh,
next
really?
To us. It looks good. Check it out.
It looks nice, huh?
Although I don't know how it's going to look once it gets there. You probably can't even fucking read
probably
it.
Probably can't
read
it now.
Yeah.
Yes. Someone at Chick-fil-A is very naive about their double meaning of the term fruitcake.
Double meaning? Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, there's not much of a story on this. It's just a picture.
It's
of
just
it.
Pure, complete, and total.
It's like
lack
a mailer.
Of compassion.
It's a mailer.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, only a fruitcake wouldn't love our party trays. And I don't. I mean, it says like you know maybe they're unsure about the double meaning of fruitcake.
Okay.
But I don't see where the original meaning of fruitcake applies here.
Nutty is a fruitcake. I mean, a fruitcake is really somebody who's crazy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like a fruit. A fruit is a term for a gay person. a homosexual, but a fruitcake is somebody who's crazy.
Okay.
But I kind of figured.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
You'd have to be crazy to not like art.
Right,
that's what they
fruitcake.
Mean. That's what they mean.
I've only ever known fruitcake. I've heard the expression nutty as a fruitcake. But if you call someone fruitcake, I instantly think you're just calling them like a sissy.
No, fruit. A fruit.
Well, and a fruit, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my uncle's joke. You say, you ever see your Uncle Eddie's fruit stand? And then you go like this.
Cute.
Hold his hand out. Stand in like a fruit. Ba-dumps. So, yeah, Chick-fil-A. Being purposely or not purposely intolerant.
Stupid.
Once again.
No, I don't.
You fucking.
What happened?
Is that why you're laughing? It's.
It was silent, too.
My God.
I had three, and they were like little hot dogs. They were
like the fucking Hoffer House in here.
And they were boiled. And I hate boiled hot dogs.
It's like the Hoffer House in Keensburg, New Jersey.
I had a couple.
That's what it smells like.
I had a couple, like fried sort of bratwursts. Those are bad, too.
Jesus. Christ.
Total nitrate bomb. It smells good.
No. No.
I love it.
It's bad enough that hot dogs exist. I don't have to smell them.
What would happen if you ate a hot dog right now?
I'm okay with hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot dogs of all things.
Much. You know, it's so weird. Things that used to bother me and things that bother me now, everything kind of switched. Like, anytime I went to Taco Bell, it didn't matter.
Yeah. All the healthy stuff is giving me problems.
No, like Taco Bell always went right through me.
It does that to everybody.
Because it does it. Yeah, it does it to everybody. Now, if I have it, it doesn't really bother me.
Hmm.
Especially if I have, like, I get the chicken burritos, which is chicken, rice, and
they're also just come fucking delicious.
They are.
For like a couple bucks.
Yeah, for like a dollar or something.
Yeah.
But I have those and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, eventually I go. But
how
no.
many?
I can do two.
Two?
Yeah. I'll do two and a soft taco.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be okay. Like, yeah. I'll be able to eat it in the parking lot and then do some work and then shit like an hour later.
I don't think I've had Taco Bell since Steve number one lived in Hazlitt, which was a while ago.
Yeah.
It's almost
right
2 years
by
now.
Me, so.
Yes. And I could do two chicken burritos, a gordita,
whoa,
the fiesta potatoes, and I would get like a steak burrito.
A steak burrito. Those were expensive.
Expensively delicious.
I remember myself and former aristocrat Pat.
Yeah.
We worked together
and
we went to lunch and he was just like, you know, where do you want to go? I'm like, I don't know. You want, because every once in a while we'd pick up something from like a chain, you know, Chili's or something.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I need to go somewhere cheap. I don't have a lot of money. I'm like, all right. So he goes, let's go Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he gets like a steak burrito and like something else and a drink. It comes to like $9 and change.
Really?
Yeah. And I was just like, wow, don't want to spend a lot of money, huh? He's like, what the fuck?
Everything that I just described
to you.
I think
the steak burrito was like, I don't know, $5 or $6 or something. It was like the big one.
Yeah, the quad one.
Yeah.
That thing's like heavy duty.
Yeah.
I would get like the double one. I mean,
or did you make it? Did you just take two of them and put some of the nacho cheese between them?
No, but like, I never spent more than $12, I'll say.
He got that and like two other things, and it was like $9. I was like, you were ridiculous.
That's big spending?
For someone saying, I need to eat cheap, let's go to Taco Bell. Yeah, that's big spending.
Okay.
That's like rent due spending.
Wow.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
Yep.
I went to McDonald's not too long ago.
For somebody who has disastrous bowel syndrome.
The problem is I work and there's nothing around me but
totally
Burger
sucks.
King
and pizza
Taco
places.
Bell. Yeah, like home, like, you know, privately owned, family owned pizza places.
Mm-hmm.
And the goddamn McDonald's. Like, that's
goddamn
it.
Goddamn McDonald's. You do. You have something. You have a Burger King. You have a McDonald's, a Taco Bell. You have the diner.
There's a KFC farther down.
Yeah, it's still within reason.
Fried chicken doesn't really bother me anymore.
Wow.
I used to eat fried chicken and get horrible stomach aches. Now, it's fine.
There's no Wendy's over there, right?
No, you got to go either go into Middletown or you got to go up, way down.
35.
36.
36?
Yeah.
36?
Yeah, like going into Cliffwood or something.
That becomes 35.
Okay, yeah. After it merges to 35.
It merges to 35, yeah.
When you're right, you're right, and you're right.
Yeah, but then there's another McDonald's, and then there's another McDonald's, and then there's another Burger King.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And well, I just went to that McDonald's recently because I was just like, fuck it. Man, they're redoing them all, and it looks like the fucking future.
What?
The McDonald's, by where I work, looks like a fucking future McDonald's.
What do you mean?
Like, everything's like, first of all, they took out the play place.
Yes.
They were just like, fuck the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, they have like, you know, Wi-Fi and they have, like, everything's all like weird, like futuristic.
2015 McDonald's.
It is. It's like, it's like it should have been in like Judge Dredd or something.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Jetsons.
Yeah. And like their soda machine is all like computerized and stuff now.
Yeah.
It was very strange to be in there.
Hmm.
And I won't be back there anytime soon.
Oh. No.
Because it was fucking disgusting. It was gross. McDonald's is gross. I can't even eat the regular burgers anymore, like the, you know, quarter pounder, double quarter pounder.
Yeah.
Can't even touch that.
Yeah, well, those are very greasy.
Way too greasy. Mm-hmm. So I'll get, like, the double cheeseburger.
Which is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can handle that.
The Big Mac is fluffy.
Fluffy.
And yeah, well, there's a lot of bread in the Big Mac.
Yeah.
The burger patties are very small, and there's a lot of bread. I think that you maybe could go for one of those, and you might be okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you like the sauce on them.
Well, it's just like Thousand Island
dressing.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that. Yeah. Some people don't like it.
By the way, they got rid of the W at Wendy's.
I'm very disappointed. Yeah. I pick up Wendy's almost once a week for work. And there's this little Spanish guy that works there, a little salt and pepper guy. I call him John Leguizamo. And
you're insensitive and racist.
Well, whatever. He's a cool guy. I like him. I can say that kind of stuff, but I can still like him.
He's one of the good ones.
But he's really good. Really just, he's on the ball. You know, he never makes a mistake. And I like that. He's very professional.
The one over here?
Yeah. That Wendy's is horrendous. If you get one of the kids on there, you might as well just give them your order, then walk away and come back and wait for the next person to take you because they just fuck it up. But John Leguizamo is really good. and he knows me. He sees me. He's like, hey, buddy, how's it going?
Yeah.
He basically knows the order. Because actually, I only got food for like three people. Usually, it's five of us. There was only one drink. And he goes...
Oh, you're talking about the one here?
Middletown.
Oh, okay. I know that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw.
I thought you knew who I was talking about the whole
time. Well, you said for work. I thought you meant...
No, I stop on the way. Like, on the way to work. Like, because I go in, like, usually lunchtime.
Yes.
So...
No, yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, he says hi to me, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't say hi to me. I don't come here that
much. I know. You guys are the heavy users.
Yeah. Here comes the heavy users.
But but he even commented. He's just like, oh, only one drink today? I'm like, yeah, it's only three of us today, but it does seem like we're ordering for five or six people.
And he's like, oh, here's the guy that talks to himself.
What?
There's only three of us today. Yeah. Oh, how many in your head today?
I hate when I order like two full meals and they ask me like to go. Like they ask it like
for here
to go. They're like to go, right? I'm like, like just shaking my head, like.
You should just do that one. No, for here.
No, that's just, all for me.
And then just sit down and eat it all.
It's all for me.
Two drinks.
Yeah. But the John Leguizamo guy.
Yeah.
He
always called him a skunk.
Yeah.
He's got this white little stripe of hair.
Salt and pepper.
But there's this one girl that works there. She's bigger.
Oh, I thought you were
the short
about
hair.
The hot little Spanish girl.
No. The big one with the real short hair.
Yeah.
She's horrible.
Yep.
She always fucks up my order.
Yep.
And I'm just like telling my order real slow. And Lauren didn't want bacon. She wanted the portobello.
No
mushroom.
Bacon.
No bacon. And I watched her put no bacon. So I'm like, she did it.
And then when she walked in the back, she went, extra banger.
Extra burger. So I'm off to the side and I'm watching the woman make it. And she looks at it, looks down, looks at it, looks down. Puts bacon on it, wraps it up. I'm
what?
Like,
no.
Idiot.
Creighton.
So she gave it to me. I went in there. I took it out. I put it back. And I said, I opened it up. I said, I told you no bacon. And she went back and she, you know, they had to make it again. But
oh my God.
I didn't want to be like, you know, hey, don't do that.
I cut it out. What? Don't stop touching that bacon.
Stop doing what you're doing.
Yeah, if the John Leguizamo guy was there, you would have gotten no bacon, and he would have seen it. I've actually seen him catch the sandwich being wrong at the counter. Because he might have like just like caught it. Like if say like it's a person making two chicken sandwiches.
It's like off by a quarter of an ounce. He's like, well, no, something's missing.
Literally. Yeah. He like knows if there's a tomato on it and there shouldn't be a tomato. Yeah. And he caught the mistake because the kids in the back make the stuff. Yeah. He came up to me and he goes, you said no tomato, right? He actually like weighed it in his hand and he goes, what is this? He walks back to the back. He's like, it says no tomato, right? And they're like, oh, yes, yeah. No tomato. And he caught it by the weight. Like, that's incredible. He just knows because he's the man.
Yeah. Well, everything's pre-portioned, so yeah. He picks those burgers up all day.
Thickness.
He knows what they...
The thickness.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When you've handled 50 million of them, you know.
Yeah, because I always take my shit off. I don't like pickles. I don't like tomato. I take them off. Every once in a while, I'll be adventurous, depending on who's there, and I'll ask for no pickle, no tomato. But then they always end up putting no onions, which I like the onions.
I hate that when you ask for no of one thing and they give you no of another.
There's like, oh, here's a piece of meat. Here's some deli meat. Sorry.
Deli meat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Or if they give you that thing and take something else out.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. So you're like, oh, no pickles.
And they give you extra pickles.
Yeah, they give you pickles and no tomatoes. No bacon. Yeah. That's like,
I will pick off the pickles and eat them first.
Ugh, I hate pickles.
And then I'll eat the sandwich. Because sometimes the pickle just makes the sandwich, depending on where you get it from, makes a sandwich too, like, cumbersome.
And it's inconsistent.
Yeah. Like, you get that crunch.
Oh, no pickle.
You're like, as you're biting, crunch, you're, like, crunch. You're like, bread, bacon, cheese, burger. Oh, there was a pickle there.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, you know, you take a bite, no pickle. Then you take a bite, three pickles.
Bet you bite a pickle.
And then you take another bite, no pickles. It's like a fucking panic attack. Yeah. You're eating the burger. I don't like it.
Me neither. But
and every once in a while, I'll ask, no pickles, no tomato, and I'll trust them. And I'll just pick it up and bite it. And you know what? Every time I do that, there's a fucking pickle in it. And I will spit it out and done.
Yeah, that's a problem. Because there's times where you ask for something and they tell you, no, you didn't. Like, because I don't know if it's, like, a bravado thing. Like, I can't make a mistake, you know. But, like, I told you, no tomato. Every single time I order a sandwich from anywhere, I say no tomato. And if I don't, I remember, shit, I forgot to say no tomato. And I just go, and then they'll come back to be like, oh, did you say no tomato? I'm like, no, I forgot. And another thing about tomato is the seeds and the little...
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I don't want it.
Tomato...
Afterbirth.
Gross fucking afterbirth.
Yes.
Hate it.
You can't just take a tomato off of a burger.
No.
You have to scrape it off, which is gross. No. And then you're going to take off something else that you want.
Yes.
And it leaves like a little weird, like gross, lighter colored thing or ring on the cheese.
No.
The cheese is like lifted and soggy.
Oh.
It's wet. It's a wet vegetable.
Yep.
Guy Billy, we used to work at a Pizza Hut. He would order a Big Mac with nothing healthy on it. He didn't want pickle. He didn't want tomato. He didn't want lettuce. He would say nothing healthy. So lettuce, tomato, pickles, anything that's like vegetable.
I want to order a Big Fat.
Yeah, and pretty much. It was just like meat, cheese, and sauce on a bun.
Yeah. There was a girl who used to order Wendy's with us, and she would only get food with us if we got Wendy's, and she would always get a chicken sandwich, and it was always just chicken and bread.
Yeah, why bother?
Nothing else. Nothing else. She'd be like, make sure you tell them just chicken and bread.
And would she eat it like a sandwich?
Yeah, but like...
She's insane. I don't know who she
like
is,
a like a slab of grilled chicken, no lettuce,
dumb.
No tomato, no mayo, nothing. Plain old burger.
Dumb. I've never had a chicken sandwich at Wendy's.
They're good.
Yeah, I just never... The burgers are so good, I just never bothered to get
a chicken sandwich.
I get both. Well, I'm trying not to be that person.
I'll get, like, a full-size chicken sandwich and, like, a junior bacon, or I'll get a full-size burger and, a crispy chicken, which is smaller. So I go for the big sandwich and the smaller sandwich.
Do you remember that little kid that walked behind you and said hello? I'd like to see him graduate high school. That's why I don't get a chicken sandwich and a burger. Because they don't have like a small chicken sandwich.
Yeah, crispy chicken sandwich.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a regular.
99 cents.
Oh, it's like a mini?
It's smaller.
It's smaller?
It's like the junior bacon of the chicken sandwiches.
Ah, I love
it's smaller.
Bacon cheese there.
Yep, yep, yep. And they're bigger now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I didn't notice. Although sometimes you do get a lot of like the heart of the lettuce in there.
Oh, God.
And
yeah.
It's just like you're peeling it off. Mm-hmm. And it's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Well, at least it's not shredded lettuce.
Fat Matt and Double Wide Derek. That's what B-Shep just called
us. Not even on
us.
The chat because he's just making fun of us.
Whatever happened to the White Castle they were building in Matt's giant gullet? Gigantic gullet.
Gigullet.
What did they do? They canceled that, right?
What
they make
it
in something else? They were going to put a White Castle on the corner where the terrorist gas station was by your house.
Oh, that was a long time ago. They nixed that.
Yeah.
And then they were going to put it in Port Monmouth.
Yeah.
And they couldn't figure out the parking, so the township told them to get lost.
But I heard now they're putting a Sonic in or something.
They're putting a Sonic by Blood Bath and Beyond.
Oh, that's what's going in
that's
there?
What's
that little
is.
That little.
All Sonic is two drive-thrus and
a parking? There's
little...
no inside at all?
No.
Wow, okay.
No. You either drive
that's
through.
That's going to be a disaster.
Or you can pull up and order at the speaker and they roller skate it out to you.
First off, it's going to kill Wendy's. Second off, it's going to be a traffic disaster because, fuck, I'm never going that way ever again. I mean, I always take local reference. I always take King's Highway when I go to Wendy's anyway.
Yeah, it is a little easier.
Because when you go through the Dunkin' Donuts and 7-Eleven and the police station intersection, that light, for some reason, lasts longer
forever.
Green for the smaller road than the highway.
Oh, really?
Like, well, at least when you're going there. So, like, you never really have to wait a long time at that light, and the traffic is never that bad there. But when you go to the one over by Friendly's.
It's longer because, it's hard getting in there. If you're using that jug handle.
For you, it is.
Yeah, taking the jug
handle.
Because
you have to come in.
Going
off,
straight
you have
from
to come
the
in
school.
The jug handle.
Why are we talking about this?
Who gives a shit?
I don't know.
At least it's something to talk about.
Yeah, at least we're
this
talking.
These are things that people experience
Bring
every
up a
day.
Google map of the intersection.
Yes.
But I get what you're saying, yes.
Yeah.
But I will be heading that way because I want to go to fucking Sonic. Because it's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I had it once in Wildwood, and it's pretty good.
And I will have it too.
Yeah. A lot.
A lot.
A lot of it. The burgers are good. You know what? The burgers remind me of old McDonald's burgers. People say I'm crazy, but they used to taste a lot different.
Sure they did. Yep.
Back in the day. Like I'm talking late 80s, early 90s.
That was when they were
when
made
they used
with
to,
kelp.
Yeah, I guess so. When they used to make them, wrap them, and like let them sit there.
Yeah.
Where you ordered a burger and they just picked it up and handed it
you
to you.
You can get those at the rest stops, like on the turnpike.
Yeah, but all their ingredients are different now, obviously.
Sure they are.
Because they're all either filled with
but they don't have that
whatever.
Burnt, sitting out taste anymore.
Everything was melded together. Now, like, you get a burger and you open it up, they just made it seconds earlier.
Sure.
So the cheese isn't melted and all kinds of other horrible things.
Horrible things.
But it used to be much better. And Sonic's burger tastes like a classic McDonald's burger to
I'll
me.
Have to give it a shot.
You but never had it?
I've heard they're fantastic.
They're good. And they have a lot of other good stuff.
Steve number one, he likes Sonic. He asked me to go to Sonic. He never goes to Sonic with me.
And he
goes
to Sonic. And he says he got Sonic.
And he sends me pictures of the food from Sonic. And I'm like literally like sitting in my underwear at my computer on a weekend. And I'm like, what the
I could have been there.
What the fuck? Like seriously, if he was at work and he just was like, I'm going to go down the street and get Sonic and bring it back to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, yo, I'll pick up the Sonic and drop it off for you and we can eat it there because they have a nice big cafeteria area and everything.
I went to his work and then went to Popeye's because I'd never been to a
Popeye's. Popeye's is the largest.
And he was just like, oh, we'll go one day. He said, he works pretty far away from here. About 25 minutes, half hour.
Half hour.
Yeah, a good half hour.
Yeah. And it could be an hour with traffic.
Yeah. So I drove all the way there. Mm-hmm. I met him in there and then we went to Popeye's.
Yep.
It was pretty good. I mean, I just had the chicken because I didn't have time to sample everything.
Yes, I think I remember the story. You're just like, I just had two pieces of fried chicken. That was it or something like that, right?
I had something. I don't remember, but it was good.
Their
Louisiana good or fast.
Louisiana fast. Yeah, no, it is delicious. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that I don't like from there is their honey mustard because it's got horseradish in it.
Oh, I hate horseradish.
And it sucks. My mother loves horseradish. She loves it. It's disgusting.
Don't get it.
My mother will make anything that's already spicy, spicier. I don't know why.
But
it ruins the food. All you taste is the horseradish.
Horseradish isn't...
It's horse shit-ish.
It's not good. It's not good at all.
It's really gross.
I don't know. It's... I don't know.
It sucks.
Whatever. I'm looking at this. I don't know if it's a real thing or not. Million Muppet March.
Oh, God.
Planned in D.C. to protect federal funding for PBS. Mitt Romney's now infamous pledge to eliminate... I guess this is our politics.
Yeah. This is real.
Eliminate federal funding for PBS despite his affection for Big Bird and Jim... and Jim Lehrer?
Jim Lehrer was
Lehrer?
The...
is getting still more pushback. Today, a Los Angeles animation exec... and an Idaho student are planning a Million Muppet March for November 3rd at the National Mall in Washington, D.C., 3 days before the election.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not getting anywhere near there before election.
Nope.
Reuters reports, Animax, Michael, whatever, whoever these fucking guys are, they bought the internet address millionmuppetmarch.com and discovered Meekham already had the Facebook page.
What an insult to the civil rights movement.
What they're doing?
Yeah. Think about it. The Million Man March. It had a purpose. There really wasn't a million, but...
No.
But this is just like... This is the classic example of...
That's what you're going to go to? You're going to complain about the name?
Well... No, I'm just saying, like,
it's offending.
No, it's not. I don't give a shit. Like, I personally don't give a shit. But it is a tactic. It's a liberal tactic. Like, they will use that. Oh, like the Million Muppet March. Like, now you have to feel sympathy for the Muppets.
Yes.
Like, it's an abstract sort of guilt, and it's not. It's there's an actual legitimate reasoning behind the defunding of it, and nobody will listen to it because no, you can't take away. Big Bird, like, no.
Well, to be fair, he shouldn't have even brought it up.
No, it is. No, that's like a concern because that's like considered wasteful spending.
But it's not,
it's part
though.
Of it. If you got rid of everything that was like that, like, he's not just going to stop there. Like, he's not just going to be like, I'm content with the 100th of 1%. That the PBS is getting of all the funding. Like, think about it. Like, people think that you can, that people think you can take all or even part of the budget for the defense, the defense budget. Okay. It's about $100 billion a year. That's a big number. But when you compare it to other things, not so big. When you convert that to every single person in the United States, do you know how much money that is per month per person?
Couple cents.
$26.
Oh.
You're not going to pay for health care $26 a month for everyone. That's if you took 100% of the defense budget. That's just numbers that I did.
All that aside.
I'm just saying that there's money.
Here's my problem. And I don't want to cut defense spending. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I? If they were just like, hey, it's either PBS or the fucking army. They would be like, all right, fine,
yeah.
Fucking cut PBS. They'll find their money somewhere else.
That's not the case.
The thing is, this guy wants to be the president of the United States.
Yep.
And he went on air and said that he would consider, even, I don't know exactly what he said, I didn't watch it, but even if he said he would consider cutting funding.
No, he didn't say I'm going to consider it. He's like, if I become president, I'm going to cut the funding towards PBS. The public end of it. It's not all public.
I know that.
But it is.
But
you know,
you don't say that if you want to get elected.
No, because he's not going to win over the Democrats. That's the thing.
Why would you even bring that up?
But he needs to have full support from the Republicans. He doesn't quite have all of it yet. That was why
he
said it.
There's a bunch of Republicans going like, well, if that's what he wants, That's what he wants because I'm voting for him. There's a bunch of Democrats going, I'm not voting for him.
They're never going to vote for him.
No, and they're never going to vote for him. Mm-hmm. So you got the people who are and the people who aren't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what he says
he
or does.
He needs to have like 48% on his side because that if he has to say something like that to get that last 2 or 3% of the ones who are hesitant about voting for him at all because he's not like a full Republican, like he's not 100% conservative Republican. He is for the most part, but not 100%. He's more conservative than McCain, less conservative than Bush, or at least less extreme right. When he makes a statement like that politically, then the more extreme people who say, yeah, that's absolute fucking waste of money, you know, I see where this guy is coming from, and he means business. By him saying that means a whole lot more than just saying I'm going to cut Big Bird's head off. It's very different. It's a political statement, and the left will take it and twist it around as him being a heartless asshole against education.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's not true, though.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He'll never get that vote. He'll never get that vote, so it doesn't matter. It's just like Joe Biden's never going to convince Republicans that he's an intelligent man who can win a debate, so all he did in
his... He did a good job.
He did a good job at failing at everything he wanted to do.
No, he did a good job laughing at this kid and made him look like an idiot.
No, see, he made himself look like an idiot to the people who already think he's an idiot, and the people who already like him support him. And that's it. That was it.
Getting back to Big Bird.
Good.
Let me just say something. So there's the people who are going to vote for him.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yep.
He could go up there and say, I'm going to fucking, you know, fund people pissing on each other.
Yes.
And they'll be like, well, that's what the Republicans want. I'm a Republican. Come here, honey.
Come here, honey.
And then there's the Democrats and the pro-Obamas. They're not going to vote for him.
Yep.
No matter what. He's the fucking devil.
Yeah.
Then there's all the tweeners.
Yep.
Then there's all the people in the middle. Then there's all the moms that don't really listen, don't really follow politics because they got 5 kids.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of those people. A lot of people we went to school with who have a lot of kids who don't really know where their alliances lie. Mm. All the young people like Obama, but my parents are Republicans. What do I do? Do I stay faithful to my family or do I be like a young person? It seems like young people like Obama. And then they come out with, and you're right, they're exploiting this.
Yep.
They're saying, oh my God,
they're
Mitt
twisting
Romney
the meaning.
Wants to butt fuck Big Bird and leave him dead.
They're
in
totally
the gutter.
Twisting the meaning, and
they
it's,
are.
And it's a classic, classic tactic.
Yes, but he has to have known they were going to
sure
do
does.
That.
Sure does.
Why would he allow that?
He's not going to get their vote.
That's the. But he's losing votes from people who don't know what to do.
Nope.
Absolutely.
Nope. He's going to win. He's going to win huge.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just saying he's going to win huge.
I'm just saying that this was stupid. And if he does lose, I will credit it partially to this.
Yeah, you'd have to look at the numbers.
I don't care.
But he's going to win big. And there's nothing they can do about it.
I hope he doesn't. I don't like that little twerp. Vice
yeah,
President
but
Ryan.
but you see you've been okay. I saw people posting ridiculous things like they were concerned more about how many sips of water Ryan took during the debate.
Nah, I don't give a shit about that.
Okay, but he apparently took 22 sips of water in 90 minutes.
He was really guzzling that thing.
22 sips in 90 minutes? That's a lot?
Well, because Biden didn't take, I don't think, one.
How could he take a sip if he interrupted him once every 30 seconds? He interrupted him 82 times. So if Ryan spoke for half the time, then that means he interrupted him out of 40 minutes of speaking.
He was going on and on, Ryan.
He go on and on, though?
He was going over his allotted time constantly. Did you watch it?
Yeah, but...
He was eating up the debate. He was eating it up, and he wasn't allowing Biden to speak. And when Biden did speak, he had a comeback for everything he said, whether it was true or not, whatever.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, it is... typically just stated that the Republican's lying. He's just lying. Don't believe anything he says when that's not necessarily true. But if you look at what Biden said, and actually Biden's responses to what he said to Ryan being a lie were lies. Like he lied when he said that you're lying. Oh, no, you're lying. That's not true. And this is why.
Here's the thing. You're biased because you're obviously very
conservative.
Conservative, right-wing. Right wing, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not biased. I can actually take a look at when people are, you know, say debating, and I can tell you when somebody has a clear strategy.
But you have
strategy.
A bias.
But I'm saying that the guy had a clear strategy to rile up his opponent to make him do something stupid. He had no goals to say anything substantive at all whatsoever. I can see.
Here's what I'm going to say, because whether you know it or not, it's affecting your how you view it. Whether okay. you know it or not.
Okay.
I know you have a strong grasp on your mind, and you know all this stuff. I know nothing about politics.
Yeah.
Okay, you know that.
Yeah.
I don't follow it. I don't like it. I'm not registered to vote. Sorry. I don't do it. I watched the debate because it was on and I was watching it.
Yeah.
And what I saw was a 69-year-old man beating a child. He, to me, a person who doesn't know if it's lies.
Okay.
I don't know anything they were talking about.
But what your bias is that he's older and he knows more.
Going into
than this
it,
younger guy. That's that's how you're looking at
going into it.
That's what he played off.
Going into it, this was the first time I've ever even seen the guy, Ryan.
Okay.
And it was on the news before the thing when they showed him working out or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those pictures that got leaked. I was like, what is he, fucking 14? What is this? And so this is the first time I ever even saw the guy, right? Going into it, and I'm open-minded. I'm not, I mean, if anything, you would say, what do you say, I lean left or whatever?
A little bit.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But I didn't like Ryan.
More libertarian, I would say.
I mean, I don't like the way he looks. I don't. That little fucking widow's peak, I wanted to smack it right off his head.
He's jealous.
I'm not jealous. I didn't like him. He looked like a snake. He looked like a car salesman. Biden.
You don't think Biden looks like a snake?
Yeah, but he looks like an older snake that like knows how
a
to
snake
fuck us.
Been
and,
around the block.
Yeah, he's been around the block. He knows how to fuck us, and mm-hmm. we don't know it.
Oh wow.
You know, this guy looks like he's gonna run off with, and you know we're gonna be like, what the fuck happened? And he just looked like a
I
snake.
Think that,
to me.
But I think that's what happened in the last 4 years. We said, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Where did all these promises go? Why couldn't they get anything done when they had supermajority in the whole Congress? Supermajority, and their own constituents had the presence of mind to not vote for...
No idea.
Okay.
So I didn't
I'm
know
saying,
that happened.
They're fucking crazy.
I don't know.
They're fucking crazy. And as they are as crazy to the right as Sarah Palin is crazy to the left.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They're nuts.
Well, what I saw was basically an old, seasoned man basically laughing at this child that wants to be vice president.
You got it.
And in my mind, he made him look stupid.
What you should do, though, is you should watch a montage of Biden gaffes, and then you'll have a completely different perspective. You'll look at it saying, like, oh, my God, this old guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I believe it. I've heard that he's, like, a dope and stuff.
He totally has no idea what he's talking about.
But he really made it seem like he did know what
he was talking about. He's like the crazy uncle in the corner just, you know, telling everybody they're wrong.
I was shocked that he was 69 years old. I'm like, this guy's a fucking fossil. And he's up there. he's got his 69. Fucking Hollywood whites teeth.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like Hollywood white.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, from an idiot like myself watching this, like it may as well have been in Chinese, he really looked like he knew what the fuck he was doing. And I went into it thinking that, oh, Biden, this guy's kind of a dope.
Yeah.
Because that's what I hear. That's the scuttlebutt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, Obama's, you know, smart, whatever, he's this, he's that, or, you know, you guys say he's an idiot. But
yeah,
Biden
not,
is
he's
like...
Not, he's not, no, Biden's an idiot. Obama's not unintelligent. Biden, he's just fucking...
But I went in this, so I actually went in there a little biased. I went in there thinking that Biden was a dope. And I actually went in there thinking, like, oh, this young gun is going to, like, kind of... You know, shove this guy up. Like, here's a 69-year-old fucking man.
Well,
and it went completely different for me. For me.
Do you think that Ryan would have continually went on and on had he not been constantly interrupted? Because it was like, boom, from the outset.
Biden was interrupting him, but it wasn't... Ryan wasn't faltering by the interruptions.
He just
Ryan
kept talking, but you
blew right through them.
Yes, but
so it's not like
really...
it's not like Ryan couldn't get his point.
But
out.
he vawned him the entire time. No, seriously, he vawned him the whole time. That's why I made that meme.
Fast Spider-Man 3.
That's what he did the whole time.
He did,
and even he's like, up, like you're not Judge Judy. Come on, this is a debate. This isn't like. You're not supposed to step on the other person constantly.
But he wasn't going like, no, what happened? He was just like leaning back and going
laughing,
like...
laughing and smiling.
Am I going to get to respond to that? Like, you know, like
nah,
malarkey?
He's being a total dick.
Whatever. I thought it was funny.
Total dick.
Anyway, he didn't. No more yeah. politics. We got like 5 minutes left in the show. Mm. Man, this went on and on, huh?
I'm gonna fart.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Mm. No, don't. It's gonna come over
yeah,
here.
That's true. But yeah, Romney's gonna win big, guys. Sorry.
Okay. So anyway, moving on. Chaos ensues after high school principal replaces hall passes with. What do you think, Steve? Oh, Kevin? Oh. Well, I guess I'll ask you. Matt, what did he replace the hall pass with?
Condoms.
Realistically, what did he give the students as a hall pass to carry around in the hallway? No clue, huh? My ears itch. You're really thinking about this one, huh?
Yeah.
You can throw in the towel.
Yeah, I'm going
to Bob Backlund you. I'm going to throw in for you. Toilet plunger.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That means that this kid's supposed to be going to the bathroom, and if they're not going to the bathroom,
they're
tell them to go back to class.
Fucking toilet plunger.
Makes sense. I agree with it.
Well, the first line in this, of course, is the Post. Says, turns out it was a crappy idea. The principal of Hell's Kitchen High School, that used to be among the most violent in the city, had students using wooden toilet plungers as hall passes this school year. The half-baked scheme by the second-year principal of the high school graphic communication arts that placed the 2-foot-long plungers in every classroom last month immediately plunged the school into chaos. The kids were using the plungers to whack each other.
Nice.
To pop ceiling tiles in the bathroom. They were sticking it in the toilet and then flinging them across the classroom.
Wow.
Fucking gross people. I didn't read this article.
It's pretty gross.
So I'm just getting this for the first time, too.
Nastiola.
The school had painted every plunger a different color and wrote the room number on each plastic cup. It's rubber, but whatever. Staffers raised their eyebrows when they learned that their old laminated hall passes were being replaced with a plumber's tool.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't given an explanation for the swap. The unsanitary insanity continued for several weeks until the city Department of Education caught wind of it from the school security officers and poo-pooed the plan.
Wow.
So they were fucking using this plunger in the toilet, carrying it back to school, and then just flinging it across the classroom. Like flinging the toilet water onto the students. The fucking animals.
So basically, they must have decided to go to a color-coded system where they give them a card that is like, I don't know, shit brown. And then you know, hey, this kid's going to the bathroom.
Well, there was a teacher we had in school who didn't enjoy being pissed on.
Rare.
She, her hall pass was, about this big.
It was huge.
What was that? Like at least a foot and a half, if not 2 feet long piece of wood.
Yep.
And it was painted and it said like, you know, Mrs. Whatever's hall pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it had a little cartoon of somebody on the side taking a dump. No. But if you wanted to use the bathroom, she would give you this giant piece of fucking plywood and you had to carry it to the bathroom with
you. I don't remember anyone ever poking out ceiling tiles or flicking shit water on other
people. No, nobody fucking went up behind you and slammed you in the back, EC Dub style.
Mm.
No, we didn't do that because we're not animals.
Yeah.
You know what it did? It deterred people from using the bathroom unless they really had to.
Mm-hmm.
I used it anyway because I thought it was funny.
Man.
I wish we had cell phone cameras back then.
Wow.
I would have taken pictures of so much stupid shit.
Stupid, unintelligent shits in the toilet.
No, like I would love to have a picture of that hall pass.
Yeah.
Kids got it so easy nowadays. I tell you.
My big bathroom story in high school was when that porn star of a substitute, I don't know if you remember her.
That eventually became a teacher?
No, I don't think so.
Right.
No,
isn't who I'm thinking
there was just another woman. She had that evil, like pornish look to her face, the fake eyebrows. She had like the big Jersey nose. Like she had like this
Jersey nose.
Yeah, like New Jersey girls, they typically have that
schnoz.
That schnoz, you know, like kind of like Sunny. You know, Sunny has the nose like that.
Right.
That's a Jersey girl nose.
Yeah. She got into more trouble, by the way.
Oh, she's been arrested 5 times in the last like, month and a half.
I know.
Anyway, so this is this chick, young 20s, whatever, just substituting. She had the waist length brown hair with like the blonde chunking, you know, remember that they had?
Yeah, that was
big in the 90s.
Yeah.
Just looked like a straight up slut, you know. Huge, huge fake tits. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
You don't remember her?
No.
Ridiculous. And she got pissed at me for taking the bathroom pass one day. She was just subbing. We were watching a movie. And the rule was you take the pass, you go, and you come back.
Yeah.
I did that. And she was standing in the archway of the door with her arms folded waiting for me to come back. And she questioned me. And
you walk back, you're like, what's up, sweet tits?
Yeah. Like, what's up there, big old titties there?
What's up, billy, 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 billy?
Seriously.
Start playing with them.
Yeah. They look like they didn't move very
much. So did you mat her out?
No, I completely, like, blew her off. Like, yeah. Like, I was like, who the fuck you think you are? I had to piss.
Where do you think? No, this is what we do.
Yeah. No, I had to take a piss. That's it.
Yeah. This is what we do. We're humans. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I miss a part of the movie that the substitute
exactly,
was showing?
The substitute. You were reading Cosmo while we were watching a movie. Please.
We one time a substitute forgot to come.
Oh, I've had that too.
Yeah.
And then like another teacher just like randomly shows up.
Nope.
No,
we were
nothing
all
at all.
Alone. Kids were smoking out the window. We were like, and it was in that part of the school where there was you could see the courtyard.
Yeah.
So, like, and the windows came out, and the kids...
courtyard.
Yeah, well, the courtyard,
the,
yeah,
the,
whatever.
The old
the
chair
grass.
Desk supply.
Yes. So we were, like, hanging out the windows and shit. We were going through, and it was in Mr. Rodman's classroom.
Ah, you dropped it.
I did. And we were going through his desk.
Oh, no.
And we found a videotape.
And, what?
It just ended up being some TV movie, but there was some videotape that had some kind of weird description on it. And
yes,
I guess
students.
Yes, I guess we were slated to watch a movie that day
because
we had the TV VCR combo there, and so we put it in. But yeah, we kept the lights off, so if anybody walked by, it just looked like we were watching a movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, kids were smoking, kids were doing whatever.
What?
Yeah, in the class.
What?
And then the next day, the teacher came back. It was like fucking. It was like drama. I think it was drama class.
Okay.
And she's like screaming at us. Like, you know, what the hell? I don't think she said that, but like it was our fault.
Yeah.
And we're just like, the teacher didn't show up. It's like, you should have went and like, you know, told somebody and told somebody could have told this
unattended
woman.
Unattended students.
Yeah. Like she's just, I guess they told her because it's like a one shot class.
Yeah.
You know, drama.
Yep.
It's like done in a different, like a like somebody else's classroom by a different teacher, you know, so they hop around. They don't have like a home.
Yes.
So, I don't know. So, I guess they didn't tell the girl she had to go there or something. Mm. I don't know. It was ridiculous, but I thought that was strange.
Mm. Yes, B. Shaps, I should have given her a dickin'.
A dickin'. That's it. Bend over.
That really is sounds like the beginning of like a bad porno.
What, your story of the bathroom?
My story.
Where were you?
Where were you, mister?
Who do you think
I
you
was
are?
Doing this.
I had to drain this bad boy. Lyric site Live Universe has been slammed with a $6.6
million
copyright judgment.
Why?
Several years after the music publishers began pursuing websites that publish lyrics on the web without permission, they may have the biggest payoff yet. A recent court judgment against Live Universe makes it crystal clear hosting an unauthorized lyric site can get you in serious legal trouble. LiveUniverse.com and its owner, Brad Greenspan, were slapped with a $6.6 million default judgment by a Los Angeles federal judge this week for running a lyric site that didn't pay for a license from music publishers. That is $12,500 per song for the 528 songs whose lyrics were
How much
used.
Would it cost to get the license?
I
like,
have
why
no
why
idea.
Can't they just get the license now?
I don't know. Like, retroactively?
Yeah.
These songs include China Girl by David Bowie, Moondance by Van Morrison, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls by TLC.
Wow.
Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day, Old Time Rock and
Green
Roll
Day
by Bob Seger. and Georgia on My Mind by Ray Charles.
Wake me up when this minute ends.
The 528 songs were chosen as representative songs for the litigation from the catalogs of the music publisher platforms Peer Music, Bug Music, and Warner Chappell Music. $6.6 million.
Now, why is it illegal to publish song lyrics?
I mean, it's copyrighted material. I mean, it's not in its original form. They go after everything. They even go after, like, tablature sites.
Yeah.
Like sites that teach you how to play the song.
Really?
Yeah.
That's garbage.
Because it's copyrighted and technically it would be like publishing like a poem, you know? I mean, I think that would be even a little worse because that's all it is words. So you're showing it in its purest form.
They don't even want
movie scripts and stuff. They go after too sometimes.
I could see publishing anything before it's released. I could understand that.
Well, yeah.
But a movie script like that to me falls under fair use. Because, like, what if you're watching the movie and you don't have subtitles or something like that? You know, like, think about it. I want to know what the fuck they said.
And even, like, not even, like, you know, oh, this is the official script, like a copy of it.
Yeah.
Like, people transcribe movies.
Sure.
Like, they sit there and type every fucking word.
And they might not be 100% accurate.
No. It's like their version of the movie.
Sure.
Which is fucking stupid. I don't know who that would do that, but whatever.
Some people probably Vaughn.
Yeah.
He's one of those
people.
This
is a good movie. I'm going to write. Okay.
This is a great movie. Now
first line.
Spider-Man 3.
Oh, Vaughn is shitty movies. Yeah, but that's stupid. $6.6 million for lyric site. I mean, I sat there and said why they do it, but I don't agree with it. That's fucking dumb. If I was in a band and a website was publishing my lyrics, I would tell them just to leave them the fuck alone.
But here's the thing. If you were in a band that wasn't making money and had no exposure and somebody was posting the lyrics to yourself, you'd probably be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But if you were making millions, touring, everybody knows who the fuck you are, you wouldn't probably care either. It's not them doing it. It's the fucking record companies who, in my opinion, have absolutely no right to say it. But they buy the rights to the people's music.
But it's not like they sell the lyrics like separate or something. It's not like they're losing money. You know?
Like people want to know what the lyrics. So you're telling me everybody who posts a video on YouTube that puts the lyrics to the song in there, not only are they going to get hit up by posting the song, but now they can get hit up by posting the lyrics. Okay, so you're going to put your advertising on it for the song itself, for actually hearing it? Like, people hear things differently, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. It's
stupid.
Oh, God.
Very stupid.
Horrendous.
Horrendous. Man. There was a man. Where the hell is this? Maine? Okay. There was a man who had 2,400 doses of what? And he got more than 5 years in federal prison for it. It's something current. He had 2,400 doses of what? Steve? Kevin? No, nothing? All right, Matt?
Robitussin.
Ooh. That would be interesting. Bath salts. A Thomaston land. Thomaston man was sentenced Thursday in district court to 5 years and 3 months in federal prison for having 2,400 doses of bath salts with an estimated value of $170,000 hidden in his apartment and car. That's a lot.
That's a lot of zombies.
That is maybe he was building an army. I'm gonna fucking make zombies.
Zombie apocalypse. Could you imagine that? Just imagine.
Can you imagine like housing zombies, like getting them to fight for you.
Or imagine like opening a restaurant where like everything you cook is cooked with bath salts, and everybody just starts fucking eating people. Could you imagine that?
That restaurant would go under pretty quick.
Yeah, obviously it would. But it would be really nice. But you would be doing it with the intent of creating this zombie apocalypse.
Now, if you got someone behind it like Bobby Flay, then you'd you'd have like a really big opening night.
You could.
Yeah, there could be thousands of people there.
Just eating people's faces.
Start eating people's faces.
Fuck.
Bath salts.
Horrendous.
I'm still not even... Oh, excuse me. Oh, it's past my bedtime.
Oh.
I'm still not even 100% sure what the fuck bath salts are.
I don't know. It's like a form of marijuana.
I don't think so.
Look it up.
I think it's something you like snort or shoot.
Yeah, but it's got like some of the same stuff in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, what is this? Glenburn woman pleads guilty to sex charges involving boy. Ooh. Seven.
Yeah. And Hammerhead?
She pleaded guilty Monday to sex charges involving a seven-year-old boy. Two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. The victim is related to one of the adults. Hmm. Oh, I guess she was part of something else. Wow, well, it turned out to be a boring story.
Okay.
Sorry,
talk
guys.
About the fat woman.
Oh, I forgot about
that.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Yes. Oh, and by the way, Casey Anthony is being sued for $3 billion.
That's a lot of billion.
By somebody.
Come on, think about this.
By somebody who thinks that she's like threatening to kill her.
Think, people. $3 billion.
That's a lot of money that nobody has.
She doesn't have $3 billion, so where's that money coming from?
She probably doesn't even have $3,000.
No, probably not.
She's got nuts. She's probably not allowed to have money. Okay, let me get this story up. This woman is fucking gross.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to...
I got a good description of how she looks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead.
I'm going to bring up the pictures on my
I'm going to play the video here. I wish I could put it up on the thing, but too bad, fuckers.
For Newsy, I'm Christina Hartman.
This
a murder mystery
watching.
Involving an 1,100-pound Texas woman and the death of her 2-year-old nephew is set to hit TLC's airwaves soon. Here's KTVK and HLN.
In 2008, she confessed to killing her 2-year-old nephew by sitting on him. Rosales was arrested and faces a capital murder charge.
But investigators say, well, he actually died from blows to the head. And Mayra could barely move, so how could she kill the child?
Well, it turns out Myra may have not been telling the truth after all. According to the Daily Mail, Myra confessed she had invented the story to protect her sister Jamie, whom she claimed had struck the boy various times over his body with a hairbrush because he didn't want to eat breakfast. Myra's sister went on the run, leaving Myra to face a possible death sentence. Ultimately, her sister Jamie returned and Myra testified against her. Jamie was sentenced to 15 years in jail. The stress of the case took such a toll on Myra's health that she's currently confined to a hospital bed in a facility for the super obese. The TLC
special
is 2 weeks. At 9 p.m. Eastern. For Newsy, I'm Christina Hartman.
Not just this, morbidly obese.
This thing is so big. I don't know if guys...
There we go.
I don't know if you guys...
Are you prepared?
...heard that. She is over 1,000 pounds.
1,100 to be precise.
That is ridiculous. That is this is the biggest person I think I've seen.
Are you ready to see a woman sitting on a chariot of ass? Because here it is. Oh, my God.
And I can't see it, but I can just...
Oh, my God. Whoa.
These pictures are... What is with... And it looks like... You have the one where she's sitting on the hospital bed, like with her arms in front of her.
Yeah, here, I'll get to that.
Like,
go!
It looks like she like fell out of a building and landed sitting like that,
and
just flat out.
Yeah, huh?
Everything's like flat.
Well, here's
what
the thing:
that?
She's probably been sitting in that bed since she was like maybe 600 pounds,
wow.
And her body, since it's not like making her move upwards,
it's
the fat is just
gravity
spreading.
Is pushing it down.
Like
and it's
if
just
she's go- if she stood up, her ass would probably stay exactly how it looks for probably an hour before it started moving. But that's a chariot of ass right
it
there.
Is.
She looks like a character. Like she She looks like she should. She really looks like something out of Star Wars.
Like,
look at the makeup and the the Jabba style. You know. Oh my god!
I know that laugh.
Oh man! Oh no! Look at that! Look at picture number one.
Oh. And she just sits there with her arms folded. It looks like you could just cut everything around her, and she would be normal.
It's relatively.
Like with that picture of her just sitting on the bed with her arms folded. It looks like you could just take a fucking hacksaw and just chop off everything around it.
You couldn't, though. That's the thing.
I know you couldn't, but it looks like you should be able to.
There's just like this excess humanity.
Yes. I mean, it just looks like you could take like a cookie cutter and just put it right over her.
To put it into perspective here, that Derek and I combined not even
her
a quarter.
Leg.
Not even
her
one
leg.
Quarter. Wow.
She's massive.
But like, man, like if you like big asses, this is where you go because there's no ass bigger than this woman.
Picture the biggest, fattest woman you had and then have her sit down and then melt her.
Yeah.
That's what this woman looks like. It's ridiculous. And she has to have something wrong with her. This can't just be eating.
I don't know.
Right? It can't be.
I just burped again. It's funny because from like the shoulders up, if you said how much you think this woman weighs, you'd be like, maybe 250.
Yeah.
Like, try again. 450. Try again. 575. Try again.
Double it.
Fuck. Fuck. My God.
I don't know.
There's no way. Like, how?
I don't know. How do people get like? She must have like some fucking weird fucking thyroid problem.
Thyroid.
There's
problem.
No way somebody can eat themselves this big.
I love the picture with the 12 people picking her up, and she's just all calm.
Yeah. Just put me right over there.
The guy when he's talking about it. What did you play?
I played the one on the bottom. I should have played the one
with the guy talking about her.
The guy who was like cleaning her or whatever?
He explains that he's never...
And this video, by the way, is called Too Fat to Kill.
My God. Lawyers for the Rotund
Ronald adding... Oh, wait. I have a feeling something else is playing on the bottom. Hang on.
Okay.
Yes. This is live radio, folks.
Yep, here we go.
Okay, let's try this again. This is from TLC.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has a giant basin of water, and he's just... Myra Rosales is currently that's not a porn in the background. In the world. He's lifting up her fat and cleaning it. Notoriety.
She's accused of capital murder after claiming that she fell on her two-year-old nephew.
No, she couldn't get up
it's
to fall on him.
It's a case that had the judicial system scrambling for solutions. Solutions that wouldn't come easy.
After practicing for 18 years in the county of Hidalgo, this was very different than
like a bunch of marshmallows like found the sidewalk and melted.
We've all seen obese, heavyset people.
Really big marshmallows.
You have not seen obesity at this level. When you first walk in, she's got a blanket covering
her.
This
is hilarious.
There's pillows all around her, and so you don't know whether it's pillows or whether it's her. If you reach back, again, you think that all this is pillows.
No.
You make a circle, and that is Myra.
Wow, they just showed her from the back. Oh, my God. She has like a, it looks
like
a big heart.
She's like a thong on.
Never has been a case with these dynamics in it.
Dynamics.
I've never seen it, and we will never see it again.
And I hope to never see it again is what he should have said.
We'll never see it again.
Oh, I got to close this window.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh. Thyroid problem. So Steve is going to get that big? Yeah, he's got a thyroid problem.
Think about that. She is double the size of all the aristocrats combined.
Yeah. Yes. She's bigger than anything I've ever dealt with in my life.
Dealt with?
Yes. And I've driven machinery. My God.
Oh, man.
And you have to look up pictures of her. Just put 1,000-pound killer in Google or something and look
man.
At pictures of her. And try to look at as many as you can. Because every single one, you see something new.
You see something new. It's like watching Back to the Future.
It's like a fucking... It's like a Where's Waldo. You're just like, well, and look at that!
Wow.
And there's Waldo under one of her legs. And they're like, some part of it is like red and like bumpy. And
yeah, well, that's what happens when
like
you have
purple.
Like edema.
So grossed out right now.
Bishop says, does her name imply that she is super fat?
What was
her name? Was Myra Rosales, I think.
Not getting it.
No. He's asking if she has like a fat name, I think.
Bertha.
Like Brian Shapiro.
Bishop. Anyway, we should get out of here.
Should we?
Yeah,
anything else?
Yeah, no, not really. And we're 20 minutes over and we were 10 minutes late, so we're pretty much
so we're 10 minutes over. You don't want to talk about the flatulence?
Oh, all right, let's do that. I gotta find
this is
it
kind
now.
Of a stupid story, but it's funny because it has to do with farting.
What is this? Oh, geez, somebody died.
Dead. There's a video. Yeah, there's a video.
Yeah. Where is it?
At the top.
Oh, is that the top?
Hmm? The Shakira Dorsey?
Come on and see it.
I sent it to you. It's in your mail.
Oh, it's in my mail. Yeah. I'm looking at the
Oh, you probably don't even know about it then.
I'm looking at the other thing. Okay, here it is.
Yeah.
Is there a video on this?
Yeah, there is. Good. I don't think I watched it, though.
I don't like talking anymore. Okay. I don't want to talk anymore. Let's see what the hell
is
going
on. Whoa! It's not normal to actually see somebody get beat to death.
Mm. A girl fight gets ugly, really ugly. And tonight, classmates react to a deadly beating. We begin with teenage tragedy. A brawl broke out, and tonight, a 16-year-old girl is dead.
It happened in Warrensville Heights. Blake Chenault is working this one. He's live with the developing details. Blake.
The more we learn about this story, the worse it gets. As you said, a 16-year-old girl beaten to death over teasing that was meant to be harmless. Shakira Dorsey, seen here in happier times before police say she was beaten to death by a classmate.
The call came in as two females fighting.
So this happened right outside your door.
Yeah.
Ooh, baby, when you fart like that.
See somebody get beat to death.
An eyewitness told police that a 16-year-old girl fell on top of Shakira and began punching her in the face. A short while later, Shakira's stepfather shows up and pulls the two girls apart. Shakira gets up, takes a couple of steps, and then collapses, falling face first on the grass. After the fight Wednesday night, Shakira was rushed to the hospital where she died.
She was just a cool person.
Yeah, Shakira, we really love you.
She was just a cool person.
Shakira Dorsey was a junior
in
high school,
you.
Killed in a fight, according to classmates, that was started when someone passed gas.
What?
And then they was arguing over that.
That's right.
It was arguing over that.
The 16-year-old, now charged with Shakira's death, passed gas. Jokes were then made, hard feelings developed into fisticuffs, and that led to the fatal beating Wednesday night.
And it's so stupid. And now she dead.
According to one 911 caller, several adults stood by and watched the fight, doing nothing until it was too late.
And in my driveway,
what?
He is fighting, and it's adults there watching.
What?
Now, the
That's not real.
Completed an autopsy. Those results are going to be released for a couple
Come
of days.
Come on.
Yet. In the meantime, the 16-year-old now in police custody. Who's with murder in Warrensville Heights, Blake Chenault, 19 Action News.
God.
That's.
It doesn't stop.
What? What happened?
We just cracked ourselves.
That's ridiculous.
We're going to listen to that again.
We're left. That's got to be one of those.
That's called that's called BMX Lex.
One of those things?
Yeah. Which I couldn't do once I got facial hair.
Well, no, it's not possible.
That's when you know you're an adult, when you can't make fart noises with your hand anymore because you have a fucking beard.
Oh, man. Steve number one used to do the underarm pit one.
I can never do this.
All the time.
What?
I probably can't really do it anymore because you got to have like the armpit to cup. Hand cup ratio, and now there's just too much flap in there.
You got the bingo wings going
the bingo.
On.
Bingo. I'm still.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh.
So
James Brown Stains.
Ooh.
No. All right. So there was parents there.
Yeah.
While the kids were fighting, this girl got up, collapsed, and it was all over a fart. I think my comment was, I hope that the parents held her down while the girl farted on her.
And that's what killed her?
Yeah. Farting. I almost killed Steve with one of my farts once.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He said he still can't smell the same.
His nose bled.
I put my ass right in his face. And as a joke, he turned his head in a very comedic manner and went. And as he was doing that, I farted directly on his nose. And he breathed it right in.
Take it all in.
And he just started. We were laughing hysterically. He was grossed out. And his nose started bleeding.
Gross. Gross, 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 gross. Gross.
I think it's awesome.
Gross. My. Another phone call. Please, people, please. I'm working here.
We're working. We're on the job. All right, now we're going to get out of here.
Bye.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah. That's WrestleMania. Not as much wrestling talk as I expected.
I try to keep it at a minimum.
Remember the promo for WrestleMania 7? I remember the phone number. 1-800-480-3232.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Be a part of it, WrestleMania 7. You don't remember that? Dude, I saw that promo like a million times. That's why I remember that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because when you were a kid, you just watched things all the way through every single time.
And taped them and kept watching and kept watching and kept watching. So anyway, we'll be back next week with hopefully with two other people.
Maybe. Oh, next week? Oh,
you're not going to be here.
Is it? Am I?
I don't know.
What's the date next week?
21st.
I should be here. Cause I gotta work first, though.
Well, whether you're here or not, we'll be here. Someone will be here. I'll do the fucking show by myself if I have to. It's the Derek and Matt show. I'm Derek. There's Matt.
Yeah.
We hope it wasn't too rotten. I think it was good. I think we did a wonderful job. What do you think?
It was good. No dead air.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck those guys.
There's some stagnant air, but no dead air.
It's fucking gross in here. And I got the fan on. All right, guys. We will catch you next week with the Aristocrats. See you.